Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I thank the Lord for being here. Thank God for his goodness. Thank him for all that he's done. It seems like I've been away a while, but I've been here. I just haven't been here. But I thank God for my brothers and sisters in the Lord who stood in and helped, you know, with the message. And I knew that, you know, God always has a ram in the bush. Amen. And I knew we were in good hands. And thank God for that. Bless our dear sister with the word. And good morning. She brought it forth. And she brought it forth in a mighty way. Okay. Sister Holmes is on her way. Well, praise the Lord. Amen. So we thank God. John. We just thank God. He's truly been good to us, and I'm better. I'm able to walk a lot better on it. I still, like I, Sister Carol reminds me, don't go fast, and I'm not. I'm trying to, but I'm able to walk better and up and down the steps and to get around, and so I thank the Lord for that as I continue to heal. I thank God for your prayers, your love, your kindness toward me, and thank God enough for having such a family of God, beautiful family of God. So I love you with all my heart, too. So let us look to the Lord with a brief word of prayer. My sister Webb contacted me. She won't be out today because she's there caring with her daughter, but she wants us to remember them much in prayer. She is the care nurse for her daughter, so let's remember them, and they're going to be listening in, so we'll hold them up in prayer. Amen. Our most kind and gracious Heavenly Father, truly we want to thank you once again for allowing us another privilege and opportunity to gather in the house of the Lord one more time. Thank you, Lord God, for this privilege we have to be able to call upon your precious name this morning, to be able to lift our voices up in total praise unto thee. For thou art worthy, dear Lord, to receive glory and honor for all that you have done for us. Father God, you have been so good to us, dear Heavenly Father. You allowed us, Lord God, as it's been said, to lie down last night to get a good night's rest. And you woke us up this morning, Lord God, clothed in our right minds and given us the activity and use of our limbs. You blessed us, dear Heavenly Father, with a reasonable portion of health and strength and well-being. And for this, we want to say thank you. We thank you, Lord God, as we made our way to the house of the Lord, you granted us traveling mercies over the highways. You kept us, Lord God, from all hurt, harm, and danger, and you allowed no accidents to befall us. Father God in heaven, we know there are still some that are still on their way, Lord God, and we're asking those same mercy and grace be upon them as they're traveling on their way to the house of the Lord. Father, we want to thank you for the saints who have gathered this morning in the house of God, who have been here, Lord God, even in the Sunday school, Lord God, and how you have blessed. We thank you for the Sunday school lesson, dear Heavenly Father, how our Savior consecrated, dear Heavenly Father, his life to die for us, dear Heavenly Father. And we thank you, Lord God, that you loved us so much, dear Heavenly Father. Even while we were yet sinners, you allowed your Son to die for us. Yes. Reminding me of the scripture that was read downstairs, greater love has no man than this, that a man laid down his life for his friend. You called us your friends even when we were enemies to the cross. And we thank you. We thank you this morning for all that you have done for us. Thank you for your love and mercy extended unto us. Thank you, Lord God, for blessing us to be in the land of the living one more time. We thank you, Lord God, for our brothers and sisters, as we said, dear Heavenly Father, those who are out this morning. It was good to see Brother Reggie come in this morning, Lord God, knowing the burden and the load that he has upon him, dear Heavenly Father, for the care of his loving wife of 55 years, dear Heavenly Father. Lord, we thank you for this dear brother and ask that you would continue to bless him, Lord God, as he endeavors, Lord God, to hold to his wedding vows, Lord God, in sickness and in health, Lord God. We ask in the name of Jesus, Lord God, if there's anything that we can do, Lord God, let us help out. Let us reach out to our dear brother, Lord God. We thank you for him and ask that you would continue to bless him, Lord God. Father God, likewise, we ask in the name of Jesus, remember Brother Levester, Lord God. We thank you for him. And Lord, if you allow him to see Tuesdays, that he'll be 80 years old. Thank you, Lord God, for how you have blessed our dear brother, how you have brought him all these many years, dear Heavenly Father. Oh, Lord, he praises you. He loves you, Lord God. He lifts you up, dear Father, every opportunity, every time that he is able, Lord God. He calls out your name, and we thank you for that. We thank you, Lord God, for how you used him on last week, dear Heavenly Father, him and Brother Maurice, Lord God, to break unto us the bread of life all week long, dear Heavenly Father, to feed our souls, dear Heavenly Father, with the truth of your eternal word. And so we ask, Lord God, that you would bless dear Heavenly Father. We pray, Lord God, that you would be with his son, William, as he flies out today, Lord God, on his way to California. Ask that you grant traveling mercies in the airway, dear Heavenly Father. That you be with the pilots. You be, dear Heavenly Father, with the long journey that he has, dear Heavenly Father, knowing his destination is there in California, dear Heavenly Father. San Jose, I believe it is. And I ask in the name of Jesus, Lord God, this day that you would be with him. Help him to think on his soul, dear Heavenly Father. Help him to think, dear Father, where he will spend eternity. Likewise, dear Heavenly Father. We know you're able, Lord, to carry him there. We know you're able to bring him back, dear Heavenly Father. And so we ask these and many blessings upon him this day, dear Father. Likewise, we thank you for the saints who are here, Lord God. Thank you for Sister Regina being out this day. Thank you, Lord God. She said the hot water came back on Monday, Lord God. And we thank you for that, dear Heavenly Father. We pray, dear Father, for those, dear Father, who are in charge in the facility where she lives, dear Heavenly Father. Help them, Lord God, to be more diligent, dear Father. Help them, Lord God, to be more mindful of the people who are living there. Those that they've paid their rent, they've done what they're supposed to do, Lord God. And so they should be able to expect the hot water to be on, dear Father. We pray, Lord God, that you would continue to remember our dear Sister Regina in a special way, Lord God. Although she didn't have hot water, we didn't see her fussing, Lord God. She just said, remember JC Village, Lord God. We don't have hot water. She asked us to remember, Lord God. And so we thank you for this dear sister and what you have done for her. Father God in heaven, thank you for Sister Carol being out this morning likewise. Oh, we thank you for the blessings, Lord God, of last week, Lord God, all week long, dear Father. Our dear sister was here, dear Father. Great. Oh, and we thank you, Lord God. You gave her night vision so she could drive at night, dear Heavenly Father. Yes. You blessed her, Lord God, and you're blessing her, Lord God, in her body, dear Father. Mm-hmm. Oh, Father, we thank you for that and ask that you would continue to look down upon Sister Carol with favor, Lord God. Keep her safe over the highways, Lord God, and byways of life, dear Father. Be with her family, Lord God. You know our heart's desire is to see her brother saved and her loved ones, her nephews and nieces and grandchildren, Lord God. And she desires to see them saved, Lord God. And so in the name of Jesus, we pray, Lord God, that you would save them if it be your will. Father, we thank you, Lord God, for Sister Smith being out likewise and ask your blessings upon her. Knowing, Lord God, she has the same request for her family members. And so, Lord, we're praying that you would remember our dear Sister Smith. Thank you for watching over her, Lord God, even, dear Father, on her job, dear Father, even when, Lord God, someone is not being kind to her, Lord God. She still, Lord God, is at her post and doing what she's supposed to do. But we pray, Lord God, your protection upon our dear sister. Watch over, be with her, dear Heavenly Father. Wrap your loving arms around her, dear Heavenly Father. Keep her, Lord God, we beg of thee in the name of Jesus. Yes. Father, we want to thank you for Sister Lily and being on, dear Father.
Thank you,
we thank you, Lord, for all that you've done for this dear sister,
thank
Lord God.
Lord.
We know she has
thank
been through,
you,
Lord God. We know, Lord God, she is still, Lord, strong in her faith to you, Lord God. Oh, Father God in heaven, we pray, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that you would hear our humble cry on behalf of Sister Lillian. Hear her cries, Lord God. Hear her, dear Father, when she says, Lord, she just wants, Lord God, to be well in her body, Lord God, that she wants to be able, Lord God, to be out to the house of the Lord. She wants her blood pressure to be down and to be stable, Lord God. So in the name
thank
of Jesus, Lord God, we pray, Lord God, that, Lord God, if anything, Lord God, that you would hear our humble cry on her behalf, dear Father. That, Lord, you would lift her up, dear Heavenly Father. Help her, Lord God, to continue to run on this race that you have set before her. We know you're able to do all things but fail, Lord God. So in the name of Jesus, strengthen her heart, strengthen her mind, strengthen her in her body, dear Father, we beg of thee. Remember her, Lord God, we pray in the name of Jesus, in every way she stands in need of. We thank you, Lord, for her and ask, Lord God, that you would bless her.
Likewise, we pray a special prayer and blessing upon the Webb family this morning.
God.
Remember our dear sister Webb and her family, Lord God, Sister June, Lord God. Lord, she reached out, Lord God. She's there, dear Heavenly Father, as a nurse for her daughter, Alexandra. Oh, and what you have done for this young woman, Lord God. We thank you and we praise you, Lord God. We lift her up to you, dear Heavenly Father, knowing you're able to bring her through any situation, dear Father. Because, Lord God, we know, dear Father, what your word says, dear Father. You said the effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Yes. And so, Father, we can see, Lord God, what you have brought her through, Lord God. Yes. We can remember, Lord God, the call that came in, dear Father, the text, Lord God, I should say.
Lord.
When sister called and asked us, Lord God, and text and asked us to pray, Lord God, that there was emergency surgery, Lord God. And look what you brought her from, dear Father. Our faith looks up to you, dear Father, on her behalf, dear Heavenly Father.
Yes.
We ask that you would continue to heal her and touch her in her body. Help her through her therapy, Lord God. Help her through all she's going to have to go through, Lord God, with her new change of life, dear Heavenly Father.
Yes.
And we ask in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that you would remember the entire Webb family. Remember Sister June, Lord God, and thank you for her faithfulness. Thank you, Lord God, for her dedication to her family. Thank you for her love for her family, her husband, her children, her grandchildren, Lord God. What an inspiration she is to us, dear Heavenly Father. Thank you for her love for the saints of God, dear Father.
Thank you.
Knowing Sister June, Lord God, just several months ago, dear Father, was down, dear Heavenly Father, even in her body, Lord God, and she was going through something, Lord God. But, Lord, you lift her up, dear Father, because
thank
you knew
you,
she
Lord.
Had something else you wanted
thank
her to do,
you,
Lord God. And we thank you for that
praise
and ask that
God.
You would continue to bless our sister. Hear her humble cry on behalf of her family, Lord God. Be with them in a mighty, mighty way,
yes.
We beg of thee in the name of Jesus. Father God in heaven, we pray, Lord God, that you remember all of our families, Lord God. Thank you for what you're doing for them. Thank you for what you're bringing them through. Thank you for what you're bringing Sister Toya through, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for her therapy, Lord God. Thank you for what you're bringing Sister Fran through, Lord God. Oh, even on yesterday, Lord God, we could see that sweet spirit. We could see, Lord God, that vibrant spirit that she has on yesterday, Lord God. We can hear in her voice, Lord God. We can see in her face, dear Father, how, Lord God, she is looking up to you, dear Father. We can see where you're brought her from, Lord God. When she was saying, dear Father, the pain was so bad, dear Father. The pain was so excruciating, Lord God, that it was causing her to have anxiety, Lord God. But Lord, she can still praise you. She can still honor you, Lord God. She can still lift you up, dear Father, because she knew, dear Father, there come a day, dear Heavenly Father, where she can cry out and she can say, praise his name. He brought me through. And through it all, I learned to trust in Jesus. Through it all, I learned to trust in God.
Yes,
we thank you, Lord God, for that. And we thank you for all that you're doing for her right now.
Praise
Father God in heaven, remember, Lord God, her companion, Brother Allen, by her side, and ask your blessings be with him likewise. Father, we just want to thank you this morning. Thank you on behalf of all you've done for the saints of God. We thank you, Lord God, even when Sister Blake fell, Lord God, that you watched over her, Lord God. And, oh, she wasn't down, dear Lord, but she was able to get up, Lord God. She was able to get up and still praise your name, Lord God. Oh, as she said, they didn't have to call 911 because she was already in tune with you, dear Heavenly Father. And, Lord, you brought her right through it, dear Father, and we thank you. Thank you for this dear sister. Thank you, Lord God, for how you had her stand in, Lord God. She stood in the gap, Lord God. She stood, Lord God, and preached your word, Lord God, so that our souls might be fed. And we thank you for Sister Blake. Thank you, Lord God. Oh, we can't thank you enough, dear Father, for your goodness to us, Lord God, how you keep us in your word, dear Father. Oh, Father God in heaven, remember her in every way she stands in need of. Bless her from the crown of her head to the soles of her feet. Lord, even when she was standing in for me, Lord God, she was assisting other saints who were down. She was helping with the care of Sister Carol, helping with the care of Sister Lillian. And Lord, we did not hear her murmur and complain, but she just asked that we pray for her strength. Oh, my God in heaven, thank you. Your word is so true.
when it says, dear Heavenly Father, that the saints are easily entreated, dear Father. Oh, dear Lord, we can just thank you for our brothers and sisters in the Lord who rally behind us when we're, Lord God, maybe down, dear Heavenly Father, who lift us up, dear Father, when we may not be able to pray for ourselves. We thank you, Lord God, for this family of God. We ask that you would add to the family of God such as should be saved, dear Heavenly Father, according to your will, Lord God. We pray, Lord God, that you would bless us as we continue to endeavor to be all that you've called us out to be. Not forgetting others, Lord God, who have assisted to Sister Millicent, Lord God, running up and down the highway. Her and Sister Lord Seed. My God in heaven. Who would have thought? Oh, my God. Thank you. Thank you for this family of God that loves one another enough, dear Father, that they, it doesn't matter whether they have to drive early in the morning. But they will get up, Lord God, and sacrifice what they need, dear Father, for others, dear Father. And Father, we can't thank you enough for it. We ask your continued blessings upon Sister Millicent as she leads the devotional service. Be with her, Lord God. Bless her in body, spirit, mind, and so be with her in her home, Lord God. Likewise, be with her, Lord, as she's taking care of Sister D, Lord God, and Aunt D. She goes over there on Tuesdays and helps her till late in the evening, Lord God. We just thank you. The saints of God love you, Lord God, and they're showing forth your love, dear Heavenly Father. Remember, Lord God, those who are out of the ark of safety this day, and we pray a special prayer for them too. Ask that you would remember them, Lord God. We don't want to forget those that are unsaved, dear Father. They need to be saved, dear Heavenly Father. We can see all around us, dear Father, the perilousness of the times in which we are living. And so, Lord God in heaven, we pray that you would save them. Remember, Lord God, we beg of thee, Mike Dalton, dear Father. Thank you for him and ask that you would bless and be with him, Lord God. We're trusting he'll be out today to hear the word of God. Remember our saints who have called in and listening online, dear Father. Sister Sandy and Sister Sanders down in Florida, Lord God, and Sister Ferris Day, they're in Boston, Lord God, and others, dear Heavenly Father, we may not call out their names, but Lord God, you know who's online, and we just thank you for them being online, and thank you for them calling in. Thank you for others who have called in to hear the word of God and ask, dear Heavenly Father, that you would speak to their hearts too. Father God in heaven, we pray for our world and the condition in which it is in. We pray for our leaders of this world, Lord God, those in Congress. Pray, Lord God, that you speak to their hearts, Lord God. It seems like they can't get their act together, Lord God, but we know you're able, dear Father. We know you're able to bless your people, dear Heavenly Father, in spite of all the little crooked things that they do each and every day, Lord God. When they're telling to shut down the government, realizing, Lord God, they still get paid, but others won't. But, Father, we pray for their souls, dear Father. We pray, Lord God, because we see the greed, dear Heavenly Father, and we see their spiritual wickedness in high places, Lord God, where they have themselves set up that they get paid, but then the others, they say, shut it down. They don't care. But Father God in heaven, we thank you, Lord God, because you said you supply all of our needs according to your riches in Christ Jesus, Lord God. We don't care if the government shuts down. You're still going to supply. We know, Lord God, that does not take the gate, dear Father, or take away from your storehouse as you already have it, already stored up for your people, dear Father. And so we thank you for that. Ask that you remember our dear sister Holmes, Lord God. We understand she's on her way and pray, dear Father, that you would grant traveling mercies to her and her daughter as she's on her way here to the house of the Lord. Thank you for her, dear sister. Thank you for how you have blessed her. Thank you for each night. She was also in the Bible study, Lord God, by phone, dear Father. We thank you for that and ask that you would continue to bless our dear sister as she continues to grow in grace and in the knowledge of thee. Father, remember all souls everywhere, Lord God. Remember even those we have not called out. Remember the Williams family, Brother Robert and his family in a special way, Lord God. Remember others, dear Heavenly Father, that we have failed to call out. You know all about each and every one of them, dear Heavenly Father. Remember Brother Byron and his family. Remember Jacob, Lord God. Just continue to look down upon your people with favor. Remember Sister Melita back in the media room, Lord God, and all the work she does, dear Heavenly Father, silently, Lord God, behind doors, dear Heavenly Father. We thank you for that and ask that you would bless, because we know, dear Father, if it wasn't for her at her post, dear Father, those would not be able to hear. We'd not be able to get on and listen, dear Father. So we thank you for her. And not forgetting Brother Maurice and Sister Laurencine downstairs with the children. What a work they're doing with them, dear Father. Ask that you would bless and be with our children. Thank you for them being out. Thank you, Lord God, for them being here, Lord God. And we pray a special prayer and blessing upon them and their family. Remember their mother and their father as they rear them in these perilous times in which we live. Father God, we just pray for them and ask that you would bless them and be with them, Lord God. Remember Sister India and little Infinity, Lord God. Remember her, dear Father. Thank you for what you brought her through, Lord God. We know, Lord God, that she was counting on you, Lord God, and you brought her through, dear Heavenly Father, the situation she was dealing with, Lord God. And we give glory and honor to you, dear Heavenly Father. And we ask that you remember that soul too, dear Heavenly Father. Lord, we just want to thank you and praise you this morning for all that you've done for us. Remember our officer on the parking lot. Not forgetting Officer Jamie, Lord God, and how he's there, dear Heavenly Father. We thank you for him too. Ask your continued blessings be upon him, Lord God, in a mighty way. Now, Father, remember, like Brother Lavester said, those who are homeless, those who do not have a home, dear Father. Lord, they've touched our hearts, dear Heavenly Father, so much so, Lord God, and being out here in the evening and seeing them, Lord God, and knowing, Lord God, that we were going home to a house, a home, dear Father, and they were staking out here on the steps, Lord God, and laying down to say, you know, to get a night's rest, dear Lord, and telling us to have a good night while they were laying on cement. But Lord, I pray, Lord God, that you would speak to their hearts. Help them, Lord God, to know that they can come into this house of God. We pray, Lord God, that not only allow them to come and just lay here on the cement, but have them walk into the front door, Lord God, to lay their baskets down out there or bring them in, dear Father, so that no one will steal them, and allow them to come in and hear your word. Hear what you have for them, Lord God. Help us, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. You see, you told us in your word that he that pitieth the poor, Lord God, to find favor with you. And Lord God, you will repay, Lord God. And so we pray in the name of Jesus, let us do all that we are supposed to do, Lord God, for those who are less fortunate than we are. And Lord God, we know, dear Heavenly Father, you will take care of us because you've already promised us that in your word. We don't need to worry, dear Heavenly Father, because you told us what we needed to do was to seek out first your kingdom and all of your righteousness, and then everything would all be added unto us. And so, Lord God in heaven, we just thank you. We thank you this morning for all that you've done for us. Now have thine own way in the services today, Lord God, and we'll be so careful, Lord God, to give your name the praise, the glory, and the honor due unto thee. In Jesus' name we pray and we thank you. Amen. 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 Amen.
So we turn in our evening light to page 40. Huh? 40 in the evening light.
Hallelujah. Praise Jehovah.
Amen.
40 in the evening light.
Hallelujah, praise Jehovah, from the heavens praise his name. Praise Jehovah in the highest, all his angels praise proclaim. All his hosts together praise him, sun and moon and stars on high. Praise him, all ye heavens of heaven, and ye gods above the sky. Let them praise to give Jehovah, for his name alone is high, and his glory is exalted, and his glory is exalted. Far above the earth and sky. breath and praises give Jehovah. They were made at his command. Them forever he established. His decree shall ever stand. From the earth, O great Jehovah, all ye floods, ye dragons, fire and hail and snow and vapor, stormy winds that hear his call. Let them praise give Jehovah, for his name alone is high, and his glory is exalted, and his glory is exalted. All ye fruitful trees and cedars, all ye hills and mountains high, creeping things and beasts and cattle, birds that in the heavens fly, kings of earth and all ye people, princes, traitors, judges, praise his name, young men and maidens, aged men and children small. Let the praises give Jehovah, for his name alone is high, and his glory is exalted, and his glory is exalted.
Amen. Amen. His glory is exalted. Praise God above all things. Thank God. Giving glory to God this morning for his goodness to each and every one of us. It's good to be in the house of God. Amen. We never tire of coming to the house of God, coming together with the saints to give glory and praise to God for all that he is. Not just what he's done, but what he is, the essence of God in our lives. And we just thank him for his blessings to each and every one of us. Giving honor to Pastor Jenkins this morning. It's good to be able to stand here and say giving honor to Pastor Jenkins this morning. So glad that God has touched her, strengthened her. Thank God for his goodness.
Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. She's going in the strength of the Lord. And so she knows that that strength will be sufficient.
Amen.
Amen. And we believe it. We believe, we know it to be true. Amen. Good morning to each one here. Amen. Good to see Sister Holmes come in. Good morning, Baileen. Glad, good to see you. Thank God for all that he has done. Thank God for the opening prayer this morning. How reached out and touched our hearts from our hearts to God's throne. Thank God for his goodness. Our responsive reading this morning is found in John, the Gospel according to John, chapter 8, verses 1 through 12.
Amen.
Praise our God. Amen. It's so good to know that we have the gospel. You know, sometimes people use the expression, they'll say something, and because they want you to believe what they've said, they'll say, and that's the gospel truth.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
The gospel is associated with truth.
Amen.
Gospel is the truth.
Amen.
Praise our God. Thank God for his goodness and for his precious word. We know that the gospel. It's through the gospel that we're saved.
Amen.
Amen. We're just thankful to God for Jesus, because we know that the gospel tells us all about our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And all the rest of God's word points to him.
Amen.
All the rest. We know that under the law, the Old Testament foretells of the coming of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and what he was to do here. And even after his resurrection, we read about in the book of Acts, Paul's letters to the various churches, to the Corinthians and Ephesians and Philippians and so on, still point to Jesus Christ and of his coming again.
Amen.
And so we just thank God for his word, but most of all for the gospel. Amen. Even as the Apostle Paul said, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God to salvation to everyone that believeth." Thank God we're believing. And so it's power in our lives. We thank God for that. John chapter 8, verses 1 through 12. Amen. Reading responsibly. John chapter 8, verses 1 through 12.
Amen.
Verse 1. Jesus went unto the Mount of Olives.
And early in the morning, he came again into the temple, and all the people came unto him, and he sat down and taught them.
And the scribes and Pharisees brought unto him a woman taken in adultery. And when they had set her in the midst,
they say unto him, "Master, this woman was taken in adultery in the very act."
Now Moses in the law commanded us that such should be stoned. But what sayest thou?
This they said, tempting him, that they might have to accuse him. But Jesus stooped down and with his finger wrote on the ground as though he heard them not.
So when they continued asking him, he lifted up himself and said unto them, "He that is without sin among you, let him first cast a stone at her."
And again he stooped down and wrote on the ground.
And they which heard it, being convicted by their own conscience, went out one by one, beginning at the eldest, even unto the last. And Jesus was left alone, and the woman standing in the midst.
When Jesus had lifted up himself and saw none but the woman, he said unto her, "Woman, where are thine accusers?" Let's say that again. I'm sorry. When Jesus had lifted up himself and saw none but the woman, he said unto her, "Woman, where are those thine accusers? Has no man condemned thee?"
She said, "No man, Lord." And Jesus said unto her, "Neither do I condemn thee. Go and sin no more." Together. Then spake Jesus again unto them, saying, "I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life." Praise our God. Thank God. Thank God for the light of life. Praise God. Okay? But we, in order to have that, we have to follow the Lord. We have to follow Jesus. Thank God for his word this morning. Thank God, because we know that it is true. We know that when Jesus said, "Go and sin no more," he was talking to the woman, but we know that's also the condition of our salvation. Go and sin no more. Thank God. And he gives us power to do just that, to obey that command. So we thank God for the reading of his precious word. We know it's good for our souls. We know that we will be fed at length.
Amen.
When the message comes forth. And we that is our expectation. And the Lord has given us that expectation. So we thank God for that. But at this time, we're going to ask if there are special requests for prayer. We know that we each have been blessed by the Lord, or we wouldn't be here today. We've been blessed, and we know that God is able to supply our needs. So we have our requests. We'll make them known. Sister Regina.
Pray for my girlfriend on the third floor. She can't swallow. She's gotten so she can't swallow. If you need our prayer, please pray for her. She helped me write my check up. As I can't see, she's been there for me.
Yes.
So please pray for her.
Amen. We remember Sister Regina's request for her girlfriend who lives on the third floor, who's having trouble swallowing. And she's been a true friend to Sister Regina. Sister Regina says she's been there for her. And so we want to remember her in prayer. She has a need in her body. And we're going to pray for her body, and we're going to pray for her soul also. We know that if she's close to Sister Regina, she's taken note of Sister Regina's life. And so we're going to pray for her soul, her heart and her soul likewise. Amen. Other requests? Sister Carol.
Remember my brother, they were with you last day. I didn't talk with him, but I'm praying that, you know, all is well. He didn't call me either. I think they have been having retirement parties and stuff like that for him. But remember them much in prayer. All my loved ones, neighbors and friends.
Amen. Amen. Sister Carol said, remember her family. Remember her brother. Much in prayer, we pray that he was able to retire in the way that he expected to. And we'll pray that her request is always for her loved ones to be saved. So remember him and his companion, his family in prayer in that way, and all the rest of her loved ones. And also remember her. Much in prayer. Amen. You know, I thank the Lord for Pastor Jenkins' opening prayer. She remembered Sister Lillian. And when I called Sister Lillian this morning, and she's on the phone, and she told me that her blood pressure had come down to normal. So I thank God. I thank God for that. And I was thinking that the scripture that Pastor Jenkins often says, where the Lord says, you know, it came to my mind now, I'm getting it mixed up, while before you've asked, I have already answered, and while you're yet speaking, I will hear. And thank God, even while she was yet speaking, God had already answered. And I just thank God. I thank God for what he has done for Sister Lillian thus far, and continue to lift her up in prayer. Thank God for her. Amen.
As has been said, let us remember Brother Levester and his son as he's traveling. Remember his daughters and stuff. And remember Sister Webb, and remember Sister India. I haven't seen her yet.
Amen. And
others that we haven't seen in a while.
Amen. And along with that, Brother Levester asked that, with William traveling, you prayed for traveling mercies, but also the Lord would be with him while he's out there taking care of the business for Brother Levester's brother, James, so that everything that needs to be done will be able to be done. God will take care of it. Okay. Be with him as he conducts that business. Other requests. Continue to remember our pastor. Much in prayer. We thank God for her. Sister Holmes.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank the Lord. God bless you, Sister Holmes. Sister Holmes says, I could thank the Lord for her family that blesses her, that's there for her and caring for her. And she's thankful for the prayers for her and for her family. And we thank God for you, Sister Holmes. Amen. We thank God, as Pastor prayed, we thank God for the Bible study all last week. Just thank God for the strengthening that we get from his word at all times. And just continue to ask God to continue to bless for the strength that will be needed in the coming weeks, if it be the Lord's will. We've got things that are about 2 weeks apart as we go. I believe the chicken and fish fry is 2 weeks from yesterday. And then we'll pray that God will bless in that, bring souls. Pray that God's anointing on those who will be bringing the short messages. During that fish fry, praying that God will allow us. God has provided for the conditions, weather conditions, and so on in the past. So we're trusting him. 2 weeks after that, would be the Lord's will, would be the food pantry, which would be the 28th of October. We're praying for God will give us strength for that as well. And God will send out souls, as he did even on the last food pantry. There were souls that were here to hear the word. We thank God for that. And then 2 weeks after that would be the turkey giveaway. We're praying that God will give us strength, be his will, even for that. So it's a pleasure to be a servant of the Lord, to serve God, and to have God be pleased with us. But we know that we have to walk uprightly, because this is not a works-based salvation. Amen. This is faith and obedience in God and in his word, and walking in the spirit and walking in the light. And so just pray for our congregation. We thank God that he's enabled us to do these things in his name, not in our name, but in his precious name, that he would be glorified. Other requests? Brother Byron.
Just thank the Lord to be here, and I thank you for your prayers for me, and I know that you that were in the Bible study about my Lord's lessons and the numbers that came through, but I had mentioned it in the congregation, so I want to mention it again in the congregation.
Amen.
Thank you.
Amen. Amen. For the Byrenes, thanking the Lord for if the results came out from his tests. As he said, all of his numbers were in line with where they needed to be, and we thank God for that.
Amen.
Because we're just so, we take nothing for granted, because we know that it's in the Lord. And we just give glory to God for that, and God keeping his hand upon Brother Byrene, and just continue to remember his family, his companion, and his children in a very special way.
Amen.
Amen. All general requests. Amen. Amen. We thank God for his goodness. After the hymn of meditation, we'll ask Brother Byrene if he would take us to the throne of grace. And if there's one with a need, the altar is the place to be. Bring it to the Lord.
So we turn in our evening light to page 312. 312 in the evening light, sweet hour of prayer. 312. Three, one, two. 3, 1, 2. Amen. Sweet hour of prayer, sweet hour of prayer, that calls me from a world of care, and bids me ask my Father's throne, my wants and wishes known. His favor, distress and grief, my soul have often found relief. And
of song. Everybody can't say it's going to be a farewell.
Amen.
Amen. Not unless we have faith and trust in the Lord and know and believe that one day you can be able to pass through the air and say farewell to this life that we had to have victory over before death. Amen. We thank the Lord to be here today, and as it's been said already, we thank the Lord to allow us to come together in his name. And all your requests that were made, we want you to know and have faith that God is listening, he's hearing, He already knows before we ask. And he said he's already answered.
Yeah.
So then that means we must go in faith that it's already been taken care of. So we'll look to the Lord in prayer and thank him for hearing his people and their cries. Our kind, most gracious, and heavenly Father, once again, we come before thee in prayer this day. And we thank you for another Lord's Day that you have allowed us to be able to rise up in and be able to freshen ourselves and make our way to the house of God.
Amen.
To fellowship one with another. And in thy name, O Lord, we've gathered together because we realize that in thy name is salvation and deliverance from sin. And you said in no other name can a man be saved.
Amen.
So we're truly thankful for the salvation that you gave for each and every one of us. And even as we've been here already and have studied already in a Sunday school hour, that you consecrated your life. You consecrated your life to the scriptures, to your Father, and to his will. And let us have an understanding, too, that we must also consecrate our lives to thee for what you've done for us. So, dear Father, we ask that thou would strengthen your people and strengthen our hearts and minds, that we will have an understanding of the truth of your eternal word and the truth of the salvation that lies within it. So we ask that thou would bless this day for the listeners and that each and every one would hear what the Spirit has to say to the church this day. Have thine own divine way. You've gathered us together for a purpose and a reason to allow us to hear what you would have to say to us and guiding and directing us and strengthening us. You said you give us power to become sons of God. So we ask that thou would bless us this day and look down with favor and guide and direct your church and see us through. We're truly thankful, each and every one of us that are able to be in the house of God.
Amen.
And those that are able to listen in this morning.
Amen.
We pray for them and don't want to forget them as well. But we ask in a special way that thou would remember the many requests that came forth. You know about each and every one of them. And we ask that thou would add your grace and your mercy and your love to each and every request that came forth for oneself or for another. We ask that thou would remember in a special way. Oh, Lord, we thank you for Sister Regina being here and realize
yeah.
that you have blessed her to be
yeah.
able to be in the house of God this day. And I was truly thankful to know that you've been touching her and seeing her through. She desires your prayer for a neighbor that's in her community that is having problems with her throat and unable to swallow as well. And she made note that this neighbor has cared for her on her behalf and has helped her and see her through. Now she's realizing that she has the privilege of prayer to pray for her neighbor.
Amen.
And she's wanting to turn back a favor through prayer. So we ask that thou would hear on behalf of Sister Regina's request.
Amen.
And come down and touch her throat and allow her to be able to swallow well. If you can't swallow, you can't eat. And if you can't eat, you're not nourished. So we ask that thou would bless her, that she'd be able to swallow and nourish herself with comfort in that. We're truly thankful for Sister Regina. We ask that thou continue to bless her and see her through in her community and likewise soul, spirit, and body. And we ask that thou remember Sister Carol in a special way. We're
yeah,
thankful to
yeah.
see her here and we're
yeah.
thankful for
yeah.
her love for thee. And,
yeah.
and we ask that thou will remember her in a special way. And continue to look down upon her with favor. We know she pressed her way out almost every day last week.
Yeah.
And we ask that thou remember her and add a special touch to her for even that pressing her way. And knowing that some days her legs are swelling, no doubt sitting up and them being down would cause them to swell some, but she continued to focus on learning of thee and not her own self, and she was just here. So we ask that thou remember her in a special way, and likewise remember her request for her loved one, Frank, in a special way, and likewise his family, and continue to ask your blessings to be upon her as she's praying for him to understand. His retirement's one thing, but not knowing thee is another. And we ask that thou would have mercy for her cries for his soul and his life before it's everlasting too late. So we ask that thou would bless in a mighty ways. And she has a lot of nephews and loved ones in there that she's concerned about, and young ones that are in there that she knows their lives aren't measuring up to the standard of God. So we ask that thou remember them in a special way as she cries unto thee on their behalf. Likewise, we're thankful to see Sister Smith here this day, and we ask that thou remember her in a special way and continue to bless her and see her through. We're thankful for her, and we're thankful for her life, and we're thankful for her presence in the house of God and being a member of the body of Jesus Christ. And we ask that thou remember her in a special way, and likewise her family and her loved ones. We ask that thou would look down with favor upon and have mercy on their lives, and she desires that them to be saved. So we ask that thou would hear on her behalf the cries for her loved ones. We know not when you'll move, but we just pray that one day that you will have mercy on their souls before it's everlasting too late. And we're truly thankful for those back in the media room, Sister Melita, and don't know if Brother Pierre's here or not, but we ask that thou remember him in a special way, and Sister Melita in a special way, and remember them as they go to and fro, and continue to remember them soul, body, and spirit. In like manner, we ask that thou would strengthen them and allow them to be strengthened in your word as they listen in even this day. We ask that thou would bless them. And thankful to see Brother Maurice here, and ask that thou would remember him in a special way. And we're thankful for his faithfulness and his labor throughout even this past week. We're thankful for that labor, and we ask that thou would continue to bless him and strengthen him in it. He's looking for no special praise from down here, but he's only looking to do your will and make sure that all things are well in the sight of thee. So we ask that thou would remember this brother in a special way. And likewise, Sister Lawrence Seymour, thankful for her being here this day. And we ask that thou continue to bless this dear sister and continue to remember her in a special way and remember her soul, body, and spirit, and strengthen her in her body where she may be having any weakness or any hurt or any pain. She didn't claim any, but we know that these bodies sometimes will have us feel some things, and we may just not say nothing and just carry it on. But we ask that thou will bless her and see her through, and continue to remember her household and remember her as she goes to and fro and in and out, and bless the words of her mouth and strengthen her heart and mind in your word, that she'll continue to learn of thee and grow strong in thee. And we ask that thou remember Sister Maria and family. We've seen them come in, and we ask that thou remember them in a special way and look down with favor and guide and direct and see them through. We know that her companion works a lot of hours, and we're asking that thou remember him in a special way and keep him alert, keep him faithful, though, and as well in your word and understanding and having time to pray and having time to study and having time to look to thee always in Jesus' name. And likewise, I heard Grandpa's voice in the house, and we ask that thou remember him in a special way and continue to bless him as he continues to come in and out and be around his family and close to his daughter and close to his son-in-law, and continue to remember him in a special way, and as he guides and directs and gives understanding and love to them and help wherever they may need it. So we ask your blessings to be with him in a special way. Likewise, we ask that thou remember Brother Levester, who was here today and has stepped away for the blessing with his family and those that will be traveling out, and he wants to see them at, for a last moment before they leave. And we ask that thou remember him in a special way and remember his loved ones in a special way. And as he's pressing towards that mighty age of 80 that you've allowed him to closen up on in a few more days, we ask that thou will remember him in a special way. Keep him strong. Continue to guide and direct him. Continue to bless him and see him through. And Brother Reggie, in like manner, I saw him here this day. And we ask in a special way that you remember this dear brother and remember him as he's going through some situations in his family. And we ask that thou remember this brother in a special way and strengthen him and allow him to know that we're praying for him and allow him to know that you hear and that you see from on high. And that you do answer prayers and you do see tears and you do see the heaviness of his heart. So allow him to fall down and cry out to before thee, and thou will answer. Thou will answer. So we ask that thou would have mercy on this dear brother and look down with favor and be close to him in this time of trouble and time of things he's going through with loved ones. We ask that thou remember Brother Roberts in like manner. We know that he's had a lot of things in his life, and we ask that you'd remember him in a special way and continue to bless him and see him through and continue to guide and direct him and allow him to know that you hear his prayers. And if he's walking upright, and we believe so, you said you would answer. So we ask on the behalf of him praying for his family, that you will hear this dear brother and look down with favor upon him, guide and direct and see him through. And we ask that thou remember those working up here in the pulpit this day. We ask that thou remember Sister Millicent in a special way and look down upon her with favor and continue to bless her and see her through. And we're thankful for the songs of Zion that you lay upon her heart and her mind. And we ask that thou would continue to remember in her household and remember her as she goes to and fro. And most of all, she just wants to be doing your will at all times. She's concerned about always doing your will, making sure that it is pleasing in your sight. So we just ask that you will grant this concern in her heart that she's always doing what is pleasing in your sight. And we ask that thou remember Sister Holmes. We're truly thankful for her being here. And we ask that thou remember her in a special way and look down upon her with favor. We're truly thankful for her life, and we're thankful for her love for the Church of God. And any time she can press her way, she will be here. So we ask that thou remember her, remember her family in like manner. She truly wants them to be blessed as well, even for the help they give her. So we ask that thou remember her in a special way. Likewise, Sister India, I haven't seen her come in. And likewise, Sister Lillian, I believe she's listening in. We ask that thou remember her in a special way. Not forgetting James, she always mentions him on Wednesday night as much as possible. And Sister Smith always asks about this brother, trying to encourage him to not forget some of the things he committed before then. Like to see him in the house of God again and know that he's still trusting and trying to be faithful. And if he needs to be lifted up or he needs to be encouraged, we're here for that. So we just ask that thou remember that situation as well. And likewise, we're truly thankful for Sister Blake. We're truly thankful for her being here. We're thankful for her faithfulness. We're thankful for her love for the Church of God and the people of God. And in the Spirit of God, we're truly thankful for the power and the understanding that you give her, that she's able to share with each and every one of us. And we ask that thou would bless her this day as she stands here and before each and every one of us, next to the pastor's side, and to exhort all those things and be a help to the souls that you're crying out to this day. So we ask that God bless her and continue to bless her in a mighty way, soul, body, and spirit. In Jesus' name, we ask that thou remember in a special way Minister Jenkins this day. We ask that thou would look down with favor upon her. We ask that thou would bless and guide and direct her this day. You have strengthened her soul, body, and spirit, and even in heart and mind, that she can feel strong enough to stand in your pulpit this day and proclaim the word that you have laid upon her heart. I encourage her to have that authority this day to speak to the people which you have given unto her, and that she would deliver it with authority, deliver it with power, to know that you have given it to her to feed to us. So we ask that thou bless her in a mighty way. Continue to look down upon her with favor and body. Continue to strengthen her. We know she's not all the way 100%, but she's very close. So we ask that thou would continue to bless her. We're thankful to know that you touched her and you allowed her to heal quickly. And we're thankful for that. We realize that you have the control of healing, and we're thankful for the healing you've given her and touched her with. Now have thine own divine way in the house of God this morning. We ask that thou would bless in a mighty way. I'm thankful to be here. I'm thankful for your grace and your mercy and your love for me. I'm thankful that you love me so that you bless me and you strengthen me, even in those numbers that the doctors are always concerned about. And it always puts a little concern on me when it comes close to this time. Father, I have to be truthful and faithful, but I realize you took care of me in the early part of it, and you'll take care of me in the end. So I just ask that you will continue to bless, continue to look down with favor, encourage my heart to know that you have settled that situation and that I can continue to move on. I ask that you remember my companion in like manner, continue to bless her, see her through, and allow her to understand that you are God and besides thee is none other, and that you're the head of my life, and that the only way she can make it in is to come to know thee for herself. So we ask your blessings to be with her in like manner. Likewise, remember my children. In Jesus' name we pray. We thank you for this day. We thank you. And if there's any in the house of God or any listening that we did not call out by name, we ask that thou remember them in a special way and bless them according to your riches and glory. You know what they stand in need of. Now have thine own divine way. Bless us and see us through this day. And let us be careful to hear what the Spirit has to say to the church. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Lord.
Amen.
Thank God.
The Lord.
Thank God for the spirit of prayer.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. And before you two render prayer, before we bring our tithes and offerings into the storehouse, we thank God for all that he does for us and for all that the Lord has done for us, for all that Jesus did for us. It is a small thing to bring these tithes and offerings in obedience to God's word. This is a small thing. We do not begrudge God what is already his.
Amen.
We don't round off. if I calculate my tithe, we know that the word of God says 10%, but it said that's tithe, but then there's also offerings. So if by what God has prospered me with, it comes out to be $90.45, I'm not going to round off to $90. I'm going to go to $91.
Yeah,
give God his plus. Amen. Amen. It's sometimes we can become, and I was a math teacher, sometimes we can become too mathematical. Too mathematical and too, you know, we're not going to pinch a penny off of God for all that he has done for us. Amen. Thank God for his goodness. Just give it to him. Just give it to him. You'll see it again somehow, some way. Amen. Thank God. Amen. So thank God for his goodness. And I know as saints, I know the Lord, our souls are liberal with the Lord, not with the Lord, but with those that the Lord shows us to give to. Amen. And so we, as we said, that he who lendeth to the poor giveth to the Lord.
Amen. And he will.
Or no, I guess it's the other way. He that giveth to the poor lendeth to the Lord.
Yes.
And because the Lord is in a position to repay.
Yes.
And he'll repay us much more than we ever give.
Yes.
So we thank God for all that he has done, how he has prospered us. And so we'll look to the Lord in prayer before we bring in our tithes and offerings. Dear God, our Heavenly Father, we thank you, dear God, for just being God. We thank you, dear God, for being your children, dear God. And so, Lord, because we are your children, Lord, that you allow us, Lord, to be partakers of your divine nature. And, Lord, in doing that, Lord, we can partake of your richness, dear God. And when we say richness, we're talking about richness in love, you know, richness in wisdom, richness in obedience, dear Father. Lord, we just thank you, dear God, for being your children, dear God. And we don't have to be poor in spirit, dear God, because we know you. Lord, we pray, dear God, that as we bring in our tithes and offerings, dear God, that we pray, dear God, that you would receive them, dear Father, and use them according to your will, dear God. We pray, Lord, that you would give us wisdom, dear Father, to know what to do and how to do it and when to do, dear God, with these blessings, dear God, that you allow us, dear Father, to give to the kingdom of God. And Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would multiply them as only you can, dear Father. Lord, we know, dear God, we don't have to depend upon interest rates of banks and so on, dear God. Doesn't matter whether the interest rates go up or down or sideways. Lord, you're able, Lord, to make it to prosper and to multiply it many times over. And so, Father, we pray, dear God, that you would just have your way, dear God. Show us, dear Father, what you would have us to do, dear God, with this which is thine own. Bless each gift and each giver and use both to your glory and honor. And truly, Lord, we'll give you all the praise as we ask in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
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 Forward is the battle cry. Onward, onward to our home on high. We will conquer for the Lord or die. The foes retreating, press the battle on. Strengthened by the mighty power of heaven, we shall conquer, we shall conquer. Till the raging fall of fire is driven, press the battle on. Forward, forward, never faint or fear. Christ our captain is forever near. Be courageous, full of hope and cheer. With full assurance, press the battle on. Strengthened by the mighty power of heaven, we shall conquer, we shall conquer. Till the raging fall of fire is driven, press the battle on. Forward, forward, put the foe to flight. We are battling for the truth and right. We shall triumph in Jehovah's might. Then do not falter, press the battle on. Strengthened by the mighty power of heaven, we shall conquer, we shall conquer. Till the raging fall of fire is driven, press the battle on. Forward, forward, there's a crown before. See it shining on that heavenly shore. We shall wear it when the conflict's o'er. The prize is waiting, press the battle on. Strengthened by the mighty power of heaven, we shall conquer.
conquer, we shall conquer, till the raging fall of our is driven. Press the battle on, strengthened by the mighty power of heaven. We shall conquer, we shall conquer, till the raging fall of our is driven. Press the battle on. Forward, forward, there's a crown before. See it shining on that heavenly shore. We shall wear it when the conflict's o'er. The prize is waiting, press the battle on. Strengthened by the mighty power of heaven, we shall conquer, till the raging fall of our is driven. Press the battle on. Strengthened by the mighty power of heaven, we shall conquer, till the raging fall of our is driven. Press the battle.
Amen. Press it on.
Amen.
Press the battle on. Amen. Never faint or fear.
Amen.
Christ our captain is forever near.
Amen.
Be courageous, full of hope and cheer, with full assurance.
Press
the battle on. Amen. Amen. Thank God.
Press.
Amen. Press toward the mark for what? For the prize
of
the high calling of God.
Yeah.
Amen. So there's something there. There's something for us to press to.
Yes, there is.
Thank God for his goodness.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank God for his spirit already working in our hearts and in our minds, preparing us for the word to go forth.
Amen.
So we thank God. We're going to stand. We're going to offer prayer. And truly it's a privilege to be able to stand and be agreed in prayer for Pastor Jenkins. Thank God. It's a privilege to be able to see what God has done for her and is doing. And we know we'll continue to do, even as Brother Byron prayed.
Amen.
So we're going to ask God to strengthen her, touch her as she stands to proclaim his word. We know she's been standing on the word the whole time. She's been standing on the word the whole time. Even the times when she had to put her foot up on a pillow, she was still standing on the word. And so we're going to offer prayer that the Lord will anoint her and touch her to be able to preach the word of God in the power of the Spirit this morning. Dear God, our Heavenly Father, Lord, we come to you, dear God, thanking you, Lord, for your word.
Amen.
Thanking you, dear God, that you anoint ministers of your word. Thanking you, dear God, that you give them utterance, dear Father. And thanking you, Lord, that you give them strength in their body, dear God, to be able to deliver their own souls, dear God, by bringing forth the word that you have placed on their hearts. And so, Lord, this morning, dear God, Lord, we're asking a special blessing, dear God, upon Pastor Jenkins. We thank you, dear God, for your touch upon her. We thank you, dear God, for strengthening her. We thank you, Lord, for your healing power, dear God.
Amen.
In that, dear Father, you have blessed her, dear God. You have blessed her foot, dear God. Lord, you have blessed her, Lord, from head to toe, dear God. And so, Father, we're asking, dear God, a special touch, dear God, as she stands to proclaim, dear God, your word this morning. Father, Lord, we want to follow, Lord, on in your word. Lord, we want to obey, dear God, every utterance, dear God, from your spirit. And so we pray, dear God, that you would place, Lord, in her mouth, Lord, the words that we need to hear, Lord, that we may be strengthened, dear God, in thee, that we may walk in the spirit, dear God, that we not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Oh, Lord, that we may walk in the light, dear God, as you shine it on our pathway this morning through your divine word. And so, Lord, we're praying, dear God, that you would bless her, strengthen her, dear God, in the name of Jesus, dear Father. And, Lord, we pray, Lord, your blessings upon us hearers, dear God. Lord, that we would measure, Lord, to all of your word, dear God, as, Lord, you give it to our hearts. Have your way, dear God, and truly, Lord, we truly, Lord, help us, Lord, to be your people indeed through your word and through your spirit. This we ask in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Amen. At this time, our pastor, Pastor Renee Jenkins.
Amen. Amen. Giving glory and honor to God, Sister Blake, to this congregation, I truly want to say I thank the Lord for each and every one of you. Being out, and good to see your smile, Sister India, and thank God for all of you being here and your prayers, as it's been said for me, and as I've been recovering and still doing some recovery, but I thank God I'm able to stand. I say to you, and I know some will say, well, you don't have to say it, but, you know, I have to wear these tennis shoes right now. May not look all that pretty with your outfit on, but that's all right. I'm here. Amen. I got shoes on my feet. Amen. So I thank God for them and just continue to pray for me as I continue to pray for you, and I grow in grace and God's knowledge as he's continued to heal. And something when you go through something, amen, you don't realize it.
Shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace.
All right. All right.
Amen.
You don't realize it until you're down. Amen? And then when you're down, you got
Amen.
That right, brother. You got that right. And I can take them off and be able to still stand. But God is good. Amen. A couple of weeks ago, I was not able to stand like this, but I had a boot on. And little Tatum reminded me yesterday, Nana, you don't have on a boot. You got on tennis shoes. I said, yes. Thank the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
I truly also want to thank the Lord. We are coming off of a spirit-filled week of Bible study. Thank the Lord for the Word of God. Thank the Lord for the truth. I thank the Lord for my brothers, Brother Levester and Brother Maurice. The Bible tells you give honor. And I do want to say I thank the Lord for Sister Blake also and Brother Byrene. I didn't want to forget them. The Bible tells you give honor to those to whom honor is due, and I want to honor them and their diligence and the word of God. You know, last week, brother and them brought through the Holy Spirit of God. It gave us a lot of good spiritual food to eat, food for our souls, saints, information for you and I to meditate upon for days and weeks and months to come. You know, as Mr. Dalton has said one time, rehearsing it over in our mind and in our hearts constantly. I keep hearing the words as brother and them were speaking. I keep hearing messages, brother preach. I hear the message, Sister Blake preach, staying in my mind. You know, I say, as Sister Webb oftentimes says, I receive my portion, and I receive more than my portion, and I thank God for it. My cup runneth over. I can say that. God bless both of you, brothers. I know that you're probably resting now after all of your study, but the Lord bless you. Bless you on your calling that God has on your life right now. I'm just so thankful and grateful that we're brothers and sisters in the Lord here in this congregation. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. I trust you have your Bibles with you today. In our hearing, we read from John, the 8th chapter, 1 through 12. And as you know, this is a continuation because I tried to get back up and start, but then Doctor set me down, but I thank God that the word of God still can go forth. Amen. And it doesn't change because God didn't say to me or the Spirit didn't show me to not come back with it, but showed me to come back. Maybe there was a little bit more the Spirit wanted me to dig into, to get a little bit more on this subject. But we read from John the 8th chapter, verses 1 through 12. Let us go back to that 12th verse of this scripture reading. Lord bless. Verse 12 says, then spake Jesus again unto them, saying, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness,
but shall have the light of life. I would like to continue sharing with you some thoughts on the subject, following Jesus. Following Jesus. As we said, this message series started several Sundays ago, and the Spirit of the Lord would have us to continue with it. We've been blessed with some beautiful messages in between. We were blessed with a heartfelt message from Brother Alan Scott. He said, are you willing to stand? And then we had two beautiful messages that the Spirit of the Lord gave Sister Blake. Are you expecting his return? And then on last Lord's Day, we had the continuation of a message. And that message was, it's a spiritual warfare. Fight on the fight of faith. And the long messages on Saturday at the food pantry, beautiful message, spirit-filled message, loving, compassionate message that God gave our dear brother Byrene. And the subject was, he's alive, he's risen, and there is enough on record to believe. As it's been said, we are truly getting fed God's eternal word. You know, Jesus in Matthew, the 5th chapter, in the 6th verse said, blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Thank God that he is keeping to his promises. God is feeding us the word of God because we are hungering and thirsting after this way, saints of God. You see, when we partake of the word of God, it is our spiritual nourishment for our souls, and it is necessary for our spiritual development as you and I journey along in this walk with Almighty God. When we eat of God's word, it means that we take in the word by the preaching, by the teaching of the word of God. Also through prayer, also through petition, we receive the word of God. In Ezekiel, the 3rd chapter, God told the prophet Ezekiel to eat the roll. You turn with me there for a moment to Ezekiel 3 and look at what God had said to Ezekiel. You see, God had a message for the people back then, and God still has a message for people today. His message back then was a message of judgment. He wanted Ezekiel to internalize the word of God first in preparation for Ezekiel speaking to God's people. But God gave just the same way to Brother Levester and Brother Maurice. He gave them a message for his people, not necessarily for judgment, but God gave one for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God might be thoroughly furnished unto all good work. Look at what he said to Ezekiel in that 3rd chapter. We're just going to read a couple of the scriptures here. He said, moreover, he said unto me, son of man, he said, eat that thou findest. He said, eat this roll and go speak unto the house of Israel. See, God had something. God wanted Ezekiel to tell the house of Israel. We are spiritual Israel today, and God has something he wants to tell you and I through all these messages, through all of these interpretations that God has given to us. There's something God wants us to hear from him. He went on to say, so I opened my mouth, and he caused me to eat that roll. Have we opened up, saints of God, to allow God to cause us to eat the word of God, to receive what God has given to us? And he said, unto me, son of man, cause thy belly to eat and fill thy bowels with this roll that I give thee. And Ezekiel said, then did I eat it, and it was in my mouth as honey for sweetness. Oh, saints of God, we heard some word this past week that was sweet in our mouth as honey. We thank God for the word that God gave us. He went on to say, and he said unto me, son of man, Go get thee unto the house of Israel and speak with my words unto them, for thou art not sent to a people of a strange speech. See, when Brother Maurice and Brother Levester and Sister Blake and Brother Byrene has spoken unto us, and the word that God gives to me, they're not speaking to a people of a strange speech and of an hard language, but to the house of Israel, to the spiritual house of Almighty God. And when they spoke the words of God, we were able, saints of God, to receive what thus saith the Lord. Amen. Praise our God. Not to many people of a strange speech and of a hard language, whose words thou canst not understand. See, because we love the Lord, we could understand the word of God. Amen? Surely have I sent thee to them, they would have hearkened unto thee. Oh, saints of God, when God sends his word, let us receive it. Let us receive it, because God is trying to send something to us so we can grow in grace and in the knowledge of him. The psalmist said in the 119th of division of Psalms these words in verse 11. He said, thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against thee. You see, David is letting us know that he treasured the word of God so much that he stored it down in his heart, not as a mere charm hanging about his neck, but he tucked it away to ensure that he did not sin against Almighty God. And that's the same for you and me today. We must love those precious words so much that we hide it away in our hearts. It's not about memorizing scripture, saints, but it's about applying the word to our lives to live by. You see, reciting and memorizing scriptures is very helpful, especially in the times of trial. Oh, it's wonderful to be able to run through Psalms 23 and say, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Oh, it's good to run it through in our mind without needing to read the Bible. It is also good to quote John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. See, these are good to quote when we're sharing our faith with others, letting them know that it was God who loved us and gave us the greatest gift for the souls of mankind. But God wants us to do more than just memorize and recite his word. He wants us to live by what we are saying. He wants us to live according to the word of God that he has given unto us. Look at what it says there in Revelation, that first chapter and that third verse. He said, blessed, meaning happy, is he that readeth, and they that hear the words of this prophecy. Saints of God, we are blessed on every end. We're blessed because we read, and we also are blessed because we're hearing the words of this prophecy. And then he went on to say, and keep those things which are written therein, for the time is at hand. Oh, saints of God, we've got to keep what we're reading. We've got to go read over and over and over again, meditate upon it, rehearse it over and over again in our mind and in our heart and in our soul. Why? Because the time is at hand. James says to us in James 1, verse 25, but whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty, those who look into the teachings of Jesus Christ, those who look into the word of God, which is freedom, which is liberty. We're living in a world that they want so much freedom. They want to know you. They want you to know, I've got First and Second Amendment rights. I got First Amendment rights to say whatever I want to come out of my mouth. I got Second Amendment rights that allow me that I can drive around and I can carry a gun and I can do these various things. But look at where freedom is. Freedom is in the word of God. Freedom is in the teachings of Almighty God. I'm glad to be free from sin of this world. I don't have to drive around in an old pickup truck with a rifle hanging on the back of the window. Amen? Oh, praise our God. All I've got to do is tell someone I love the Lord.
Amen.
Oh, because he heard my cry. Praise God. Praise our God. That's why I love the Lord. He heard my cry. Oh, he lifted me up. Praise our God. I shared this with you in love on yesterday. I was sharing with Sister Blake. I went to
little Tatum's soccer game with him. And there was a gentleman there that with the coach on the other team, he was saying something that just didn't sit well with me about the other kids. And I went to him in love. I put him aside when everything was all over with. And so that you know, Brother DeAndre is the coach of his son's team, which is a good father, out there watching his child, you know, play soccer. And I went to the man, and even the young man, I stood there and I talked to him. And I let him know, I said, you know, my Bible says. And every time I said something to him, I said, the word of God says. And Sister Maria said, well, Mom, he wasn't a Christian man. I said, that's all right, but I wanted him to know who I was.
Amen.
I wanted to know where I was coming from. I wanted to know that I wasn't just coming from the street, somebody that was going to come. I was coming because the Spirit of the Lord sent me to say something because he said something that just didn't sit right with me. And I thank God that God did it in a way that he did it. So I can say, you know, I'm talking to one adult to another. I'm not trying to tell me, well, go over there and talk to kids. I said, no. I'm not going to go talk to children. I'm talking to you because God, the word of God says for me to come to you. And I came to you. And she said, well, he may not have known. He may not have been a Christian man. That's all right. But little Tatum School has all their little Christian logo and their name all written all over it. So he knew we came from a Christian background. Amen. Right. Praise our God. Thanks to God. We can't allow the devil to keep pushing and pushing and pushing. And we stand there and keep stepping back. No, we've got to push back at the enemy of our soul. Because the enemy of our soul is trying to overcome the things of God. The enemy of our soul is trying to get us to marginalize us and put us inside of what's going on in this world. But we've got to stand up for the things of Almighty God. Amen. And let people know who we stand for. We don't have to get all loud and out of sorts. But we let people know that we stand for Jesus Christ. We stand for righteousness and holiness in everything we do. Whatsoever you do, the Bible tells you, do it heartily unto the Lord and not unto man. Praise our God. But as James continued on there, in that first verse of James, let's read it again. He said, but whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty. You notice that he said the perfect. See, God's law doesn't have any flaws in it. There's nothing that needs to be tuned up or nothing that needs to be. It's perfect. The perfect law of liberty and continueth therein. You see, one who remains committed to the things that are spoken into the word of God, that means you're following Jesus Christ. James went on to say, he being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of his work. This man shall be blessed in his deeds. You see, God is looking for a steadfast people. God is looking for a people who love him, a people who are willing to put his word into action, knowing that they must go through something, who are not only hearing his word, but we are being a doer of the word of God also, saints. Amen. Saints of God, this verse is emphasizing to you and I the importance of us not just hearing God's word, but also acting upon what we've heard in God's word. Praise our God. You got to go out into the highway and hedges, saints. We got to compel the lost souls to come into the house of God. You see, our world right now needs Jesus. All you got to do is look around, hear the news, saints of God. See all the things that are going on in the streets. You know, some of us are not out after dark most of the time. I know I'm not. Usually if the lights come on, I'm in the house about a certain time. But since we were at Bible study week and we were out till about 9 or almost 9:30, 10 o'clock, there was a lot of things that I saw, activity, I saw go on our way home. You know, up and down the streets. The streets are busy in at nighttime. Mm-hmm. But thank God I'm not out there. Amen?
Amen.
Praise God. Amen. Thank God we're not out there, saints. But there's a lot of things we see, and we know that our world needs Jesus. We can see the way the devil, he's trying to make people think that they're prosperous in the things that they're doing. But the way of the devil is not prosperous. Our children need to be in Sunday school. Instead of on the ball field, we said this before. I hear that many have made Sundays fun day. Gone by some churches on my way when I'm on my way to Sister Maria's home. And I go by some of these churches and I see these huge signs out, fun day. I'm not sure where that concept came from, but it's not from a biblical standpoint. Amen.
You know, make Sunday a fun day so we don't have to go to church. Make Sunday a fun day so we can have the children out on bouncing machines and all kinds of things and not teaching them the word of God. Our children this morning learned about Jesus Christ. They learned about why he died for them. They learned that he went to a cruel cross, that he agonized over the death that he had for mankind. They were reading in those scriptures. Sister Melson taught the Sunday school lesson, and the children were reading how he agonized on it, how he voluntarily went to the cross for their soul. That's what they were learning this morning. They were not out on a bouncing machine or at a park, but they were here in the house of God learning about the Savior of their soul. And saints of God, that's where our children need to be. They need to be in the house of God. Please hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying. The Spirit of the Lord is not saying that we can't allow our children to play in some kind of a sport or go out to a ballpark or go to the playground and jump around and have fun. That's not. And have some type of recreation. That's not what the Spirit of the Lord is saying. But God comes first. We're told in the word of God in Matthew, the 6th chapter, verse 33, seek ye first the kingdom of God. You see that his time is winding up. Souls are dying every 12 seconds of a day. Someone's going into eternity. I say to the lost that may be listening in this afternoon, you don't have as much time as you think you have. If you have been wanting to come to Jesus, now is the time for you to come. The Bible tells us in Hebrews 3, verse 15, today, if you will hear his voice, he said, harden not his heart, your heart. His voice is the word of God. He is speaking to you through the word of God. If the Holy Spirit is speaking to you right now, and he's wooing you to come, don't turn away from the Holy Spirit of God. Amen. Don't allow the devil to talk you out of salvation. Don't allow the devil to tell you you can wait till another day. Don't allow the devil to say to you, you're too young to come to Almighty God. No, you're not too young, because the Bible tells us. He said, remember thy creator in the days of thy youth. And youth means when you are in your prime, when you are young. Yet that's when God wants you to come to him. He said there in Ecclesiastes, turn with me there for a moment, to Ecclesiastes, the 12th chapter. And to our young people, I want you to listen up to this, because the Bible tells you, remember now thy creator in the days of thy youth, while the evil days come not, nor the years draw nigh, when thou shalt say, I have no pleasure in this. God wants you to remember him now before you get out there in the world and get all that baggage, all that extra stuff, all pick up all these habits and all these bad vices that are going on in our world today. And then you turn around and say, well, Lord, I don't have no pleasure in you. I don't see nothing in living for Almighty God. I see that the saints of God are going through something. I heard when I was going, no, God wants you to come when you are tender, when you're able to be molded and shaped to the things of Almighty God, not when you've gotten some old hardened heart and your God is not able to mold it and shape it. God, that's what God wants to do for our young people. He wants to do what he said in Ezekiel, the 36th chapter. He wants to put within you a new heart. He wants to put within you a new spirit while he's able to mold and shape you so you can stand for righteousness in this present world in which we live. And you can live for God now while you are young. Praise our God. While God is able to use you before your arthritis gets in there.
Yes, yes.
Before you're not able to move around as much as you used to. Amen?
Amen.
Oh, I'm there, saints. Mm-hmm. Praise our God. You know, all these little things is coming about. Sometimes when you get up, you gotta pull your legs to get out the bed. Amen? You got to do some stretching before you're able to get out. You know, we need to remember little when you see little Koa wake up, he stretches out and he's doing all these. We got to do that now again. Amen? That's when God wants you to come now while you're young. God's able to use you. He can use you to help out spreading the good news of Jesus Christ. He can use you to lifting up the boxes and handing out Bibles to lost souls, helping out with the saints of God in the house of God. Amen? Amen. Praise our God. God wants to use us in the house of God to do the work of the Lord, to get his word out to people so folks can stop living on the streets and stop living for the devil and start living for God.
Amen.
See, God has done so much for us. God didn't want hardened hearts. He didn't make us to have hardened hearts as we're seeing in our day and time. But God wants you to come to him. He's done so much for you. You learned this morning in Sunday school that he sent his only begotten son to die for the world. Allow Jesus Christ to come into your unbelieving heart. Allow him to make you a follower of him. And also for you and I, saints of God, those of us who have been saved, we too must hear the Spirit of God and what God is saying through the Word of God. Our times in which we live have become so, for many people who claim to be saints of God, are so lax in their living for the Lord. They're lax in their service to God. They become lackadaisical. They're not even, they don't get up some, well, I got an ache here, so I don't think I'm going to go to church. No, that's not where God wants us, saints of God. Some believers are just cruising lazily through this life, not even considering the fact that Jesus might return at any moment. He could come back today. Many have no time for Jesus. But as believers, we have a duty to live out the life that Christ has passed through this, and as we pass through this old world in which we are living. You see, throughout the New Testament, we are given warnings of being watchful in our Christian walk. We're also told to take heed. We're also told about being diligent. Brother Maurice read on Friday night from Romans, the 13th chapter. Turn with me there for a moment. I want you to notice, as we read this verse, the urgency that Paul has in these scriptures for us. Paul's words to the brethren at Rome. Look at what he says there in verse 11 of Romans, the 13th chapter. Praise our God. He said, and that knowing the time, that now it is high time to awake out of sleep. See, Sister Blake brought this one time before, I remember, when she said, we've got to know something, saints of God. We got to know when we look around and we see all the things that are happening. We've got to know that it's the accepted time. It's time. Time is of the essence right now. He said, and that knowing the time, that now it is high time to awake out of sleep. If you've been sleeping in your spiritual walk, you need to awake out of it. For now is our salvation nearer than when we believe. This is what the word of God is saying. This whole verse has to do with the return of the Lord Jesus Christ for his people. And Paul is telling those as believers that we are to keep our eyes open. We must be awake. We must be alert every moment of our lives. Why? Because the coming of the Lord is near. He doesn't want us to be found sleeping, spiritually sleeping. We must be awake. We must be alert in the spirit. Oh, yes, the enemy. We have an enemy. And that our enemy is looking for someone to devour. That's what the word of God tells us. But we've got to be on guard against spiritually sleeping. We've got to be on guard against the things that are going on. That's why we've got to have on the whole armor of God. He didn't tell you just to put on one piece of the armor, but he said, put on the whole armor that you may be able to stand. He said, and letting us know that we've got to have every single one of these pieces in order for you and I to stand. Look at what he says. I'm going back to Romans, but look at what it says in Ephesians. Go there for a moment. And look at what he says there to us. Oh, praise our God. Look at what he says there in Ephesians, starting with the 10th verse of Ephesians, the 6th chapter. He said, finally, my brother. Oh, Paul had given him some words to live by. Paul wanted them to know, it's getting close, and I'm coming. Finally, my brother. When he said finally, that means, oh, Paul is wrapping it up for him. He said, finally, my brother. He said, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. See, our strength comes in Almighty God. We are not sufficient of ourselves. Our sufficiency is of God. He went on to say there, put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. He's letting us know when we have on the armor of God, we'll be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. And the devil has a lot of tricks. The devil has a lot of things, so to speak, up his sleeve that the devil is going to try to wield on you and I. He said, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principality, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world. Saints of God, have we seen this? Look at what's going on in our world today. We have so much division on so many things. So many things are coming up. We have elections on this. We have to vote on this. We have to vote on that. Vote on whether we feel abortion is right here in the state of Ohio. We've got to vote on this over here. Many over here want you to vote so that they can have a right for man to marry man and woman to marry. That's all against Almighty God. And then there's leaders in our land that have gone in and said, we'll just make, God made marriage between a man and a woman. And now there are leaders in our country that said it's okay for anybody to marry anyone outside of the will of God. And then they wonder, why? Why is all these things happening? Why are we having all this flooding? Why are we having all these different, we're having earthquakes. We're having fires. Fires that destroyed a whole community. Went through one day, they looked up, and that fire went through Maui there in Hawaii and destroyed that whole community. How can this happen? Because you have forgotten God. You said, God, I don't want you to hear your word. We know what's going on. We can do it our way. But your way is against God's way. And it's not according to God's eternal word. In verse 13, he said, wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God. He's speaking to you and I, saints of God. He said, that ye may be able to withstand. See, we've got to stand, saints of God, in the evil day, and have done all to stand. Stand therefore, having what? Your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness. God's word is true. That's why Jesus said to sanctify us through thy truth. Thy word is true. Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Oh, he said, above all these, he wants us to take the shield of faith. Oh, we walk by faith and not by sight. Oh, without faith, the Bible says it's impossible to please him. So saints of God, we've got to have faith in God. Have above all this, have on the shield of faith. Wherewith you are aid, you shall be able to quench all the fiery dart of the wicked. Oh, my, my, my. And take the helmet of salvation. Oh, and look, the sword of the Spirit, which is what? The word of God. And then pray. Oh, all of these, pray. Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. Praise our God. You see, saints of God, this past week, our dear brother Maurice, he started out the Bible study week. He had the topic of drawing closer to God, and then he had a subtitle. What is your mind on? Is it God? You see, as followers of Christ, we must have our mind stayed on the things of God, knowing that it is God that keeps us. That's what brother was saying. Isaiah 26, verse 3 says, thou will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee. You see, perfect peace starts with peace with God through Jesus Christ. We're told in Ephesians 2, verse 14, for he is our peace, who has made both one and has broken down the middle wall of partition between us. Before we knew Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, we had enmity with God because of our sins. Christ, we are told in Romans 5, verse 8, died for us while we were yet sinners, and he brought us peace from the Father above. Those of us whose faith and trust is in the Lord, we will have a steadfast mind. We'll have our mind steadfast and set on the things of Almighty God. A steadfast mind is one that is firm. It's not wavering back and forth. It's not saying, well, I believe this sometimes, or I believe the word of God, or I believe sister says so and so and so, but you know, I think there's some better way. No, there's only one way. Yes. And Jesus said, I am the way.
Yes, he is.
He said, the truth and the life. No man cometh unto the Father except by me. You, there's only one way to get into the kingdom of God.
Amen.
We're also told in Acts, the fourth chapter and verse 12, that Jesus, or there's salvation in none other. Only Jesus Christ is the way to get into the kingdom of God. And so we have to have a steadfast mind on that. We can't waver off of that, saints of God.
Amen.
Because we're living in a time right now where all kinds of religions are popping up and teaching people all kinds of things. And people don't believe in Jesus Christ. They don't believe in the one who died, that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. That's what Jesus died for you and I. He didn't die to keep us in our sins, but he died to save us from our sins. He died to reconcile us back to God Almighty. He died so you and I could have this life, live this life here upon this earth and live a righteous and sober life for him. How many have found that to be so?
Amen.
Oh, you don't have to back down off of nothing. You can live for Jesus Christ. And you can live for him in this world. I know many will say, oh, Sister Renee, you can't live free from sin. Oh, you can't live like that. Oh, yes, you can. If you want to make it into the kingdom of God, you're going to find a way to live right.
Amen.
Amen. You're going to find a way to live as the Bible has said for us to live in the word of God. If not, in hell is where you're going to lift up your eyes. You see, we do all manner of everything else. You know, we tell our children, if you want to make it, if you want to play this instrument over here, all you have to practice. If you want to play the piano, you have to practice. If you want to play soccer, you've got to practice. You got to get your technique down. This is the way you kick the ball this way, and this is the way you do this, and all these various things. We tell them how to get their technique for that. How about teaching them about how to live for Jesus? How about letting them know, yeah, you can live for Jesus. You can live for him right here in this present world. Why? Because I do it every day. Praise God. I live for the one who died for me. I live, why? Because he lives. He lives within me. That's why you got to put him on. Praise our God. You got to have him every day of your life. You can't go in and say, well, I'm going to lay down and take Jesus off, or lay down, take off. No, we have the Holy Spirit of God on. We have the armor of God on all the time. Each and every day, we lay down with the armor. What do you mean, Sister Renee? You see, the devil will try to come in your sleep. The devil will try to do all manner. The devil doesn't just go to sleep because we go to sleep.
Amen.
Amen. Oh, the devil is busy. Some of us were sharing, I believe it was, at the Bible study. You know, we go into these stores and we hear this music. And it seems like it's getting louder and louder. You go in and you're shopping and trying to get your groceries. You hear them old songs that we used to dance to, them old songs that we used to kick up our heels on. They're playing them. And then in the afternoon, they play certain kind of love songs and all these kind of things. Oh, saints of God, we have to have on our armor. Got to ask God, Lord, help me. Help me, Jesus, as we're going through the grocery store. I shared with the saints of God the other day, when I was at the house and I was, you know, getting dinner and stuff ready, rushing, trying, because I knew I had to be here at church. And I failed to remember that I had wrapped up. I was drying a cap inside of a towel. And I pulled the towel and the cap for my curry, it fell right on my incision, right on my foot. I mean, it felt like a ton of bricks, saints. Oh, my. Oh, I cried. I said, Jesus. Oh, it took me down, saints, because it hurt so bad. It began to throb. And I said, oh, Lord, have mercy. Oh, but I thank God I could call on him. Amen. I thank God. And, you know, I shared with him. I said, there was nothing else that was going to come out. I told Brother Maurice, I said, because he was on my mind. Because I don't have anything else on my mind. I didn't grow up. I didn't come around with cursing and swearing. Thank God I didn't have that vice. I didn't have that sin to deal with. But I thank God that I can call on Jesus. He said he'd be near me. He would hear my humble cry if I cry out to him. no matter what it might be, saints of God. You may have to. I know brother works on trucks. When he's out there working on his truck, and there have been times, brother, when he's come close or hit his hand, and oh, Lord, have mercy. You can call on God that way. You can say, Lord, have mercy on me. Sister, when she fell, she probably said, Lord, have mercy. When she fell back and hit her head, God is able, amen? The saints of God, when you love the Lord, that's what's on your mind.
Amen.
The things of Almighty God. You're not trying to get up and say, well, Lord, why did you allow that to happen to me? How come it didn't happen to them over there? No. Thank you, Lord, that you brought me through. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord, that you can fix it. Amen.
Yes.
Well, I know Jesus can fix it. Amen.
Amen.
Praise our God. Praise our God. Got to have a steadfast mind on the things of God. Steadfast mind is one that trusts God. Know that he never fails. We trust in him. We completely surrender our all to him. There's no other way for you and I, saints of God. We need to live being fully aware and attentive to the spiritual world that's around us. It's got to be discerning what the Holy Spirit is saying to us. We must be aware of the enemy and when he's trying to operate in or through someone around us. You see, being spiritually awake means we are being attentive to God's voice. Yes, God is always speaking to his people. Have you found that to be so? God is always sharing something with us. You may be driving down the highway, and the Lord will say, the Spirit of the Lord will say, turn here. And you don't know why the Lord is telling you to turn there, but later on you find out down the road where something was happening. Or the Spirit of the Lord may say, you know, you may be running through the house thinking, why am I running so late? And I can't seem to get things together. Oh, that's the Spirit of the Lord holding you back because something may be out there God doesn't want you to get into. Amen? Praise our God. Praise our God. He speaks through his word. He speaks through our surroundings. He speaks even when we're in our circumstances, when things are going on. He speaks directly to you and me. We must have an open heart to hear what God is saying to us. When we're feasting on God's eternal word, our minds ought not to be wandering off on other things. I know all of us, as Brother Levester says, we have issues of life. All of us have the cares of this life, saints of God, and they need our attention. However, God wants time in our lives too. In Matthew 22, verse 21, it says, render therefore unto Caesar the things which are Caesar's and unto God the things that are God. You see, this is how we follow Jesus Christ. Because we know when it's time for the things of Caesar, we'll give them to him. But when it's things for the times of God, we roll our minds into the things of God. Oh, we don't want to be sitting here in the house of God and the message is going forth and we're writing out our grocery list. No, but we got to give time to God. There's a song that we sing oftentimes. Have you any time for Jesus? Oh, we got to have time for Jesus. We got to make time for him in our busy lives. We got to get up and say, hey, Lord, I'm giving you the first. I'm going to give you all the first of my day. When I rise in the morning, as the psalmist says, he says back there, I believe it is, in that fifth division of Psalms, David was talking and he said in the morning, what did he say there? Let me turn for a moment because I want to make sure I get it right. He said in the fifth division of Psalms, he said, give ear to my words, O Lord. Consider my meditation. Oh, did we learn about meditation this week? He said, hearken unto the voice of my cry, my King, and my God, for unto thee will I pray. See, when you're praying unto Almighty God. You're not praying to be heard by others. You're not praying so people can say, oh, sister, you had a beautiful prayer. No, you're praying to Almighty God. They may come up and say, oh, sister, Lord blessed you with that prayer. Thank the Lord for it. Amen. Keep it in the Lord. Don't get in self with it. Amen. They may come and say, oh, sister, you preach a message. Oh, thank the Lord for it because I got to keep it in the Lord. It's not about me. It's God speaking through me. Amen. He said, my voice shall thou hear in the morning. See, is God hearing our voice first thing in the morning? Or are we jumping out of bed and turning, I want to see what the news is for the day? No, God should hear first thing in the morning our voice praising God. Oh, giving God the glory, waking us up. He said, oh, Lord, in the morning will I direct my prayer unto thee and will look up. Praise God.
Thank you, Lord.
Before we even get out of the bed,
We ought to be thanking God he allowed us to see the dawning of a new day. Amen? Praise God. David went on to say, for thou art not a God that has pleasure in wickedness, neither shall evil dwell with thee. Think about many will get up and the first thing they go to now, because we can't live without these devices right here. And some get up and the first thing they go, I got to see who texts me throughout the night. No, I don't really care who texts me. I need to get up and say thank the Lord for what he has done for me. Amen. Because all night long, if you have, like mine, your phone is loading up all night long. All kinds of things are happening. You get all kinds of, when you get up and your phone is full of, there's a whole bunch of stuff in there. When you, by the time you go and look at your phone, you have a whole bunch of emails and texts that were going on. But I want to be like the psalmist. I want the first thing. I want God to hear my prayer, hear my voice first thing in the morning. I don't want to be trying to figure out who texts me overnight. Praise our God.
Amen.
Praise our God. Thank the Lord for his word. Amen. Praise our God.
Amen.
God knows, as the Bible says, that we have need of these things. God wants first place in our lives, saints. Turn with me for a moment back to Matthew, the sixth chapter. I'm going to start back at verse 25 in Matthew 6. Praise our God. See, as we follow Jesus Christ, we will follow him in his eternal word. We'll get into the word of God and we'll eat. Get into the word of God and begin to sup with him before we try to drink of the stuff of the world. Because it's going to be there, amen? Oh, it's going to be there. He says there in verse 25 of Matthew, the sixth chapter. He said, therefore, and this is Jesus speaking, therefore I say unto you, take no thought for your life, what ye shall eat or what ye shall drink. Nor yet for your body, what ye shall put on. Is not the life more than meat, and the body than raiment? See, people take thought for all these little things like that. But saints of God, we don't have to take no thought for it, because God already told us he would supply. He said, behold the fowls of the air, for they sow not, neither do they reap, nor gather into barns. Yet your heavenly Father feedeth them. Are ye not much better than they? Oh, praise our God. God feeds the birds out there. He feeds all the animals, the fowls of the air. Aren't we better than they? Which of you, by taking thought, can add one cubic unto his stature? And why take ye thought for raiment? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They toil not, neither do they spin. Oh, praise our God. You go out and you're driving alongside the highway. You see little flowers growing up. You see the weeds and stuff growing, all these things. He said, and yet I say unto you that even Solomon in all of his glory was not arrayed like one of these. Wherefore, if God so clothed the grass of the field, which today is and tomorrow is cast into the oven, shall he not much more clothe ye? O ye of little faith, do you believe that God is able to clothe you? Do we believe that God is able to supply all of our needs? I know we oftentimes, saints of God, we quote the psalmist in Psalms 37:25 when David said, I was once young, I'm now old. I've never seen the righteous forsaken nor a seed begging. But do we believe what we're quoting? Are we believing that God is going to supply? Or do we believe that God is going to take care of us? Amen?
Amen.
Oh, I believe he is. I stand on his word. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I believe that God is going to take care of us. I've seen God take care of it. I've been where God has taken care. Oh, praise our God. I don't know about you, but I've been there when we've only had a can of soup. And God made it stretch that can of soup and brought us through. Amen? I remember when I was newly saved, and we were raising up little Maria. She was coming up, and we didn't know that we didn't have much, and we were working every day and still didn't have much. We were what they called the working poor. Amen? And we were still working and still being poor. But praise God. Amen. Oh, God still provided for us. We still had food on the table. We still had the things that we needed. Why? Because my God said, I will supply all your needs according to his riches in Christ Jesus. It may not be all your need. I shouldn't say needs because it said need. You see, it's not what we want,
but it's what God is going to supply. God knows exactly what we need, and God brings it right on time. Amen?
Amen.
Praise Amen. God. He's a right on time God. Praise our God. He went on to say there, for after all these things do the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father knoweth. See, it's not that God doesn't know. God knows what you and I need. He said, for your heavenly Father knoweth that you have need of all these things. Oh, but look at what he tells us to do. Sister Holmes' favorite scripture, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. See, you seek God first. Put God first. When it comes, like Sister was talking about, even when we prioritize, when we get our paycheck, pull out something for God. Or you may say, well, I don't have a lot, Sister Renee. Pull out something for God. Amen?
Amen.
Oh, if you pull out, the widow of Mike, she had it, all she had. She gave everything she had. She pulled it all out for God. Amen? Oh, you can give something to God, even if it's just a dollar, even if it's $5. Lord, I'm giving it in faith. Amen?
Amen.
And give it to God and seek God first. The kingdom of, seek the king first, the kingdom of God and his righteousness and all these things. What things? All these things that you need, all the cares of life, your bread, your food, your water, everything you need, God will supply. He said, all these things shall be added unto you. Oh, then look at what he said. He said, take therefore no thought for tomorrow. Don't worry about, well, am I going to have enough for tomorrow? Am I going to have a meal for tomorrow? No, God is telling you, take therefore no thought for tomorrow. For tomorrow shall take thought for the things of that. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof.
Amen.
It's going to be enough evil tomorrow as there is today. Amen?
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to worry about it. It's going to meet you there. Praise our God. That's why when we get up in the morning, we don't have to worry about looking at first thing in the morning how much evil happened overnight. All we got to do is get up and pray.
Amen.
Praise our God. Praise our God. See, when we come into the house of God, as followers of Jesus Christ, we are to be tuned to the things of God. We can't allow the noise of the world to overtake us. It's our time to shut out the world. Our time, as we said, to draw closer to God. Our time to praise him, to think of his goodness to us. It's our time to worship him. Our time to fellowship with our brothers and sisters in the Lord. We've got to be alert, saints of God. We've got to be awake. We can't fall asleep spiritually. We must stay spiritually fit to be tuned in to God. We've got to understand all the characteristics of God and know how the enemy is operating. We've got to be able to identify who is operating in our midst. We got to know you. We got to have a discernment. You know, the Bible tells us in 1 John, that fourth chapter, turn with me there for a moment. He says there in 1 John 4, verse 1, beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits, whether they are of God, because many false prophets are gone out into it. We've got to try the spirit. We got to know where it's coming from. We got to know that, is this coming from the devil? Who's this that's trying to say this? Who's this that's doing this? You see, saints of God, every one of us have been around people. And then those are sometimes people that you and I love. And they look at, and we look at them only to look at them and wonder what in earth is on their mind. What are they going through? What are they doing? Why are they saying that? All of us have been around people like that. The enemy can be operating through them. The enemy does. He operates through some of our loved ones. He tries to stir up trouble. He tries to stir up contention and various things, tries to get you and I off track, tries to get us distracted on the things of the world. We've got to stay spiritually fit for Almighty God. We've got to give regular time to God. We've got to have God in our presence. We are spiritually asleep. Then the devil can come in. And the devil is there waiting just to prowl, to jump down on us and to allow us to know that he's standing nearby, waiting, watching. Turn back to Romans, the 13th chapter. I want to continue there for a moment. Look at what he says there in verse 12. Praise our God. He said, the night is far spent. The day is at hand. Let us therefore cast off the works of darkness and let us put on the armor of light. You see, when we have on the armor of light, it means that we have the evidence that we are followers of Jesus Christ. That our Savior is part of our life, that he is our light.
He is the Spirit. The Spirit of God is working within His truth, His power. It's inspiring you and I. It's motivating you and I to continue to be His disciples, to run on for the Lord. Oh, saints of God, we have to be encouraged too. Amen? We've got to be encouraged in this day and time in which we are living. There's some discouraging things that are going on. There's some things that are happening closer to home. There are things that are happening even within our families, and we've got to be encouraged. We've got to encourage one another in this walk with Almighty God. How many understand what the Spirit is saying? That we've got to help each other along in this walk with God. We got to look at our brothers and sisters and know when they're going through something and be able to say, share our testimony. See, God didn't give us testimonies to take home. God gave us a testimony to share and the testimony to bring to let somebody know. Someone may say, well, I heard her get up and testify. Girl, tell what God has done for you. Tell what the Lord has done. Make sure you're in the Spirit when you're telling it, but tell what the Lord has done. God wants us to share. Why? So that others can be encouraged to fight on, as Sister was saying last Lord's Day, to fight on the good fight of faith, to lay hold on to eternal salvation, which we've testified of. We've got to fight on this way. Oh, there's all kinds of opposition out there. Oh, saints of God, we are the devil's target right now. Why? Because we're being fed the Word of God. We're eating more and more of the Word of God. And the more we eat, the more trials we're going to go through. Do you understand that? Oh, the more we partake of God's Word. I know those of us, Sister Blake, Brother Byron, and Brother Maurice, and Brother Lavester, and the teachers. You know those of us are getting into the Word and preaching the Word of God to you. We're seeing how the enemy is coming and trying to attack us. Oh, with various things. Maybe like a little headache at some times. Maybe some things, other things that are going on. Maybe some challenges with things in life. And the enemy is trying to come up. Maybe it's a loved one or a friend that keeps coming around with some challenges. Well, I read in the Bible. I saw in the Bible so-and-so and so-and-so. And how can that be? That's how the enemy is trying, the saints of God. But let us have on that armor, amen? The enemy's objective is to rob us of Christ's light. Jesus said in our scripture text, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. When we are walking in the light, we can defeat the devil. Praise our God. He's not able to make headway in our lives or the lives of those that we encounter. Jesus said in Matthew 6:14, ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on the hill cannot be hid. When we have the light of Christ working on the inside, it will manifest the virtues that Brother Lavester spoke about this past week at Bible study. It will manifest the faith. It will manifest hope. It will manifest charity and patience and kindness. It'll manifest the belief that we have. It'll manifest our trust in Almighty God, also our humility. Praise our God. When the light of Christ is lacking in our lives, then you and I are more prone to temptation. We're more prone to being spiritually weak when the devil comes around. And then the enemy will try to expose us. That's what the enemy's job is. You see, oftentimes it leads to people compromising on the things of God. Are you seeing that happening right now? People right now are beginning, Christian or so-called believers are beginning to accept the things of the world. And they're finding themselves compromising, finding themselves departing from God. They're finding themselves saying, well, you know, the Supreme Court said it's okay, so, you know, we've got to accept it. No, we stand on the truth of God's word. We don't want to be like Demas. We don't want to be like Demas. He loved the world and didn't want to follow God and turned away from Paul and them. He turned away. You can read about him in 2 Timothy, the 4th chapter. You see, but God is able to strengthen us. God is able to deliver us out of the mouth of the lion. When we have on the light of Christ, it is our protective shield that allows us to be able to withstand the fiery darts of the adversary. Paul went on in Romans 13, verse 13, and he said these words. He said, let us walk honestly, as in the day,
You see, God does not want his people participating in deeds of darkness. God wants us to be honest in everything we do, saints. Amen. These things don't fit with a child of God or with anyone that says now that they are a child of God. If you say you're a children of light, you can't still be walking in darkness. I believe Sister brought out this last Lord's Day. She talks about, we can't be cheating on our taxes. You can't be sponging off of stuff. No, we've got to live. We can't be doing things under the table. Everything we do is above board, amen? Because, you know, even if it's under the table, God sees it. He sees everything. God sees when we're acting ugly. God sees when we're living according to his word. God sees when we're doing things that are not right. The saints might not see it. Oh, but it's going to manifest itself.
Amen.
If you're not living right, it's going to manifest itself. Paul said, let us walk honestly as in the day. Praise our God. Praise our God. And look at what he says as we're walking honestly in the day. What daytime people no longer do. He says they're not in rioting and drunkenness. We don't have to go out there picketing everything that's going on and rioting all up and down the street. That's not children of God. Not in chambering, in wantonness, nor in strife, in envy. He said, but put ye on who? The Lord Jesus Christ. And make not provision for the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof. As followers of Jesus Christ, we have to put on the Lord Jesus Christ. We have to have him on and keep him on all day long. Amen? We've got to mortify the flesh. We can't allow the flesh to rear up. We can't allow us to go out there as many are doing right now and say, I'm a child of God, but living like the devil. God doesn't have children that are devilish. God doesn't have children that can't live right. God doesn't have children that cannot, well, I can't help it. No, God has children that want to live right, that want to do right according to God's eternal word. He's got children that are living holy. When he said, be ye holy for I am holy. He's got children that are being holy because we know we serve a holy, almighty God. Amen? He knows we have children that are living righteously and soberly in this present world. Why? Because we have a righteous and holy God that we serve. And we love the Lord with all of our heart, mind, and soul. And we're going to do everything that the word of God has said for us to do. We're going to deny the ungodliness. We're going to deny worldly lust. And we're going to live soberly. And we're going to live righteously and godly in this present world in front of the devil and all of his imps. In front of our family members who believe that we can't live this way. We've got to live this way, saints of God, now that we are followers of Jesus Christ. Amen? Praise our God. You see, sin's desire is to own us. When we become weak in our walk with the Lord, then we'll fail to put on the Lord Jesus Christ. The devil will have us looking back at our old sinful life as if that life was a life of honor. We never, ever want to glorify anything that we did while we were in sin. There's nothing to glory when we were in sin. I know Paul in Acts, the 22nd chapter, he tells us of his past life, but it was to tell others about his conversion. Paul wasn't boasting about it. You and I might have to go back and give a testimony of what the Lord has done for us, what the Lord has delivered us from. We may have to go back and say to someone, you know, in my past life, I used to do thus and so. But God brought me through. He brought me from a state of darkness and put me into his marvelous light. But it's never to glory in our old sinful lifetime. God didn't want us glory in that. There's nothing glory in there. Why? Because the Bible tells us in Ephesians, the 2nd chapter, verse 1, that we were dead in trespasses and sin. And this is nothing to boast about. See, when you say you're dead in trespasses and sin, when we were in sin, we were separated from God. We were separated from God because sin was in our lives. Our condition was one of wretchedness. When we were lost, we were not in control of our lives. I know I hear people all the time to say, I would not have done that if I was unsaved. Oh, I wouldn't do nothing like that. You don't know what you're liable to do when you're living for the devil. There's some things people have done that say, I couldn't believe that I would have done so and so. See, See, people look at these big sins that people are committing, and they're saying, oh, I wouldn't have done that. But what about the little ones? What about the little foxes that God wants us to be careful of? Amen? Praise our God. Yes, we were all in a pitiful condition. But God, saints of God, but God in all of his love and all of his mercy, God, he turned things around for you and I. Praise his holy name. Because if it had not been for the Lord on my side, where would I be today? Praise our God. Praise our God. But God, oh, look at how Paul says it there in Ephesians, that second chapter. I know you know it well, saints. We've been there. You may say, Sister Renee, we've had these scriptures over and over again. That's all right. I think Sister mentioned it last week. We watch reruns, Madlock and all them old reruns and those things and old time shows. And, oh, we go back and look at them over and over again, and we probably can tell everything that's getting ready to happen. So that's all right. Let us have the rerun of God's word in our mind so we can tell what thus saith the Lord. Oh, because he says there in that fourth verse of Ephesians, that second chapter, after Paul let us know what the condition we were in before we came to Almighty God. And then when Paul got down there and he told us, now I'm just going to go back and start with verse 1. He said, and you have he quickened who were dead in trespasses and sin. See, it was Jesus that made us alive. We did nothing of our own. He said, where in time past you walked according to the course of this world. Saints of God, we were out there. We were in sin, just like all the others that are out there right now. We walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience. See, if you're out there walking according to the course of this world, you are not a child of God. You are a child of disobedience. You are a child of the devil. He went on to say, among whom also we all had our conversation. Had is past tense. He said, in times past, in the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh. Oh, this flesh had us doing some things that we ought not to be doing. This flesh had us saying some things that, saints of God, we should not have been saying. But look at what Paul said. He said, fulfilling the lust of the flesh. He said, the desires of the flesh and of the mind. Oh, brother talked about the mind. That's why you got to have a renewed mind, because our mind was not on God when we were out there in the world. And don't allow the devil to have somebody try to tell you, oh, I think about God when I'm sitting here drinking my Coke 45 or whatever. Oh, their mind is not on God, because if it was on God, they would not be drinking it. Amen. Praise our God. He said, the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and we're by nature the children of wrath, even at others. Oh, but look at what Paul said, and these might be the two greatest words in the word of God. But God, praise God, who is rich in mercy. Thank God for his mercy, for his great love, wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sin, has quickened us together with Christ. By grace ye are saved. Thank God for his mercy and God's grace to you and I. Praise our God. Because if it had not been for God, where would we be today, saints? Praise our God. Oh, I know sometimes we may want to look out there and say, well, I wasn't as bad as them. No. But if you would have died in your sins, in hell is still where you would have lifted up your eyes. Praise our God. We can't look at someone else's sin and say, well, that's worse than what I would have done. I wouldn't have done nothing like that. Oh, but you were sinning. Sin was separation from God. Praise our God. Our God has a glorious provision for those who will come to him. Praise our God. It was God's love that drove him to send his only begotten son to the cross for you and I, to die for our sins. It was God's great love that bound Jesus to that cross. We have to thank God that he loved us that much. Now that we are followers of Jesus Christ, we walk in newness of life. I say to the lost this afternoon, the world may not care if you live or die, but Jesus cares for you. He died to save you from your sins, and he lives to make you free.
He can give you life eternal. And you can know you have it. You can know you have it right now in this world. How many know what I'm talking about?
Amen.
You can
Amen.
Know you have life eternal in Christ Jesus. You see, when we received Jesus, he made us alive in him. We had to die so that we could be made alive in Christ Jesus. We had to die to that old man, that old woman. We had to die out to them. We had to completely say, live or die, I am the Lord. I'm dying out to this old man. Sometimes people want to keep things for keepsake. You know, we all have keepsake, little things we have, but there is nothing keepsake about a sinful life. There is nothing that we needed to keep and keep in a keepsake and hold it in a little treasure box so that we can show it, excuse me, to our young people or to our grandchildren. No, that old sinful life is nothing we want to go back to. That old sinful life is nothing we want to tell. We want our children or our grandchildren to go through, but we want to tell them about Jesus Christ. We want to tell them what Jesus did for us. Oh, we don't need keepsakes from the old sinful life. Amen. Get rid of them. Destroy them. Oh, you don't need to pass them on to your grandchildren. You don't need to pass nothing on that was sinful and that was wrong to our grandchildren. But what we need to pass on our old word of God. We need to pass on what thus saith the Lord. I know the children downstairs laughing, looking at my Bible and saying, oh, your Bible. I said, oh, that's all right. I've been working on my new one. I said, but I can't get the pages to come. I've been trying. I was going to bring it today, but then I was just afraid that I got to step out on faith, saints. Pray for me, because this one is falling apart. The duct tape is coming off of it, but that's all right, because you know what? I'm going to use it until God says, don't take it anymore. Amen?
Amen.
Praise
Amen.
Our God. And then one of them asked me, it said, well, you don't throw away Bibles. I said, no, I'm not throwing away. I'm going to put it right where that other one is. I had one. How many have you wore out? I said, this is my second one I've wore out like this, but I thank God.
Amen.
I thank God, because as long as I keep wearing them out, my life will be right with God. Amen?
Amen?
Praise God. Praise God. I'll put it right in there. That's a keepsake. My grandchildren, when they go in there and they clean out the stuff, and they can look in there and say, this is Nana's old Bible. Oh, let us look through it. Might not be able to read it, but that's all right. Praise our God. You might have to put more duct tape on it, but that's all right. Praise our God. I'd rather give them that than something sinful. Amen?
Amen.
Praise our God. Amen. Thank the Lord for his word, saints. Saints, is important for us as we follow Jesus Christ to be very careful in our walk. Never ever want to become careless in our walk with Almighty God. I'm reminded of the words of God to Cain in Genesis, that fourth chapter, when he told him, he said, sin lieth at the door, meaning that sin is always present. Sin is always waiting to take control of us if we allow it. That's why we've got to be, we're warned. We've got to be careful. We got to resist the temptations. As I said to you, saints of God, this past week at Drawing Closer to God, the Bible study week, yes, we were truly blessed with a lot of spiritual food for thought, and not only for thought, but to put into action. When brother said, what is your mind on? Is it God? Oh, my. They made it clear to us, saints of God, perfectly clear to us that if we want to have a successful walk with Almighty God, if we want to be followers of Jesus Christ, then we're going to have a renewed mind. We're going to have a heart that is firmly fixed on Jesus Christ. We're going to have to be obedient to God's eternal word. Oh, and then they told us about the power of meditation, being able to sit down and to just meditate and to think on the goodness. There's a song Sister Carol taught us when we were singing in the choir. Think of his goodness to you. When you're meditating, you can think about God's goodness. How many know what I'm talking about? You can sit there and think about it. I said to Sister Smith on the way in this morning, I said, when I was going by, a lot of houses, people are out. Don't misunderstand what the Spirit is saying. They can sit out on their porch if they want to and drink coffee, and many of them were sitting on their phone. And I thought about something Brother Byron said at one time. I don't know if it was in a message or on a Wednesday night, but I heard him say that people are just going on and they're not even thinking about God. Not even thinking about God. And we see it every day, saints of God. And especially on Sunday mornings when we see people ought to be making their way to the house of God or going to church somewhere, They're sitting on the porch with their coffee and smoking a cigarette and drinking their coffee and on their phone and talking and laughing and kicking. Oh, time is winding up. Time is winding up. And as we learned this past week about love, faith, belief, trust, patience, just to name a few, we as followers of Jesus Christ, when we say we've surrendered it all to him, it means we've yielded, we submitted everything that we have to God. We submitted him to have authority over our lives. We trust him. We obey him. We sing that song, I Surrender All. When you're saying I surrender all, you're acknowledging that God is the Lordship over your life. You're saying, God, I've surrendered everything to you. I'm willing to give up everything for you, Lord. I'm willing to follow you. Wherever he leads, I'll go. We've sang that song before. Amen? Mm-hmm. Do we really mean what we're saying? God's plan and God's desires for us. Turn with me to Luke 18, and we'll close with this one here, but I knew the Lord was going to have us bring it back. But let us go to Luke, the 18th chapter. You Bible students, I know you know this story quite well, and if you don't know it, I encourage you to read it in your leisure. Then verse 18, we read, and a certain ruler asking Jesus Christ, saying, good master, what shall I do to inherit eternal life? My, my, my. You see, this man is just like many today, saints of God. They're enjoying a good life because God has withheld judgment from them. He's allowed them to prosper in their ways. And they're thinking that the goodness of Almighty God is an indication that God has favor upon them. But not so. That's the furthest thing from the truth. Because we serve a God who is long-suffering. He's given them an opportunity to repent. He said he reigns on the just as well as the unjust. Praise our God. But Jesus said these words to him in verse 19. And Jesus said unto him, why callest thou me good? None is good save one that is God. Let us get an understanding of what Jesus was saying here. See, Jesus wasn't denying his own goodness. But what he was saying to the young man, he was pointing out that only God is truly good. Because, you know, Jesus is part of the Godhead. Jesus is part of the deity. But he was letting this rich young ruler know that he was calling Jesus good as if Jesus was some mere mortal man. That's how he was saying it to him. But Jesus wanted him to know there's more to it than that. So you see, Jesus' response was intended to make the young man to think. I want you to think about where your treasures are. I want you to think about what you're doing. And look what the young man said to him. He said to him, thou knowest the commandment. Jesus said, thou knowest the commandments. Do not commit adultery. Do not see everything about this young man. He had all these 10 commandments. Do not commit. Do not kill. Do not steal. Do not bear false witness. Honor thy father and thy mother. And he said, all these things have I kept from my youth up. Saints of God, we're living in a time right now. You'll hear people say the same thing. They'll say, well, I keep the 10 commandments. Oh, that's all I'm required to do is keep the 10 commandments. And they'll recite them off to you. But Jesus wants more than that from us. He doesn't want us just keeping the 10 commandments. He went on to say, now when Jesus heard these things, he said unto him, you lackest one thing. Sell all that thou hast and distribute unto the poor, and thou shalt have treasure in heaven, and come follow me. You see, Jesus knew that the young man was wrapped up in his riches. He knew that the young man's heart was not truly on the things of God. And that's why Jesus told him, he said, you lack one thing. Sell all that you have. See, I want you to put your treasure on me and not on those things, those riches that you have. If you're willing to give up those riches to come to me, this is what Jesus was saying to him, then you give to the poor, distribute it to the poor. And thou shalt have treasure. He didn't even understand what Jesus was even saying, that you will have treasure
and come and follow me. Treasure in heaven and come follow me. And when he heard this, he was very sorrowful, for he was very rich. And when Jesus saw that he was very sorrowful, he said, how hardly shall they that have riches enter into the kingdom of God? You may say, well, Sister Renee, you mean to tell me God is saying that we can't have money? No, that's not what he's saying. He didn't say that they can't be saved. He said, but how hardly shall they? Because see, this example here, he was not willing to give up his riches. He quoted that he knew the Ten Commandments. Jesus said to him, thou knowest the commandments, do not commit adultery, do not kill, do not steal. You know all these. He said, all these have I kept. But his treasure was in his riches and not in the things of God. And saints of God, as followers of Jesus Christ, we have to lay up our treasures in heaven, not upon the things of this earth, but we have to lay them up in heaven. Yeah, we may have material things. We may have material riches. We may have money in the bank. We may have, but we cannot put our trust in those things. But our trust must be in Jesus Christ. And we must know that it is in him. And when Jesus went on, he said there in verse 25, for it is easier for a camel to go through a needle's eye than for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of heaven. You know, a lot of times, we hear people, oh, that they have money, they have rich. But let us be careful. We don't want to look at them. We don't want to be like Ospa in Psalms, the 73rd division of Psalms, where he said his feet almost slipped when he was looking at the prosperity of the wicked, when he was looking at all their riches that they have. Let us be careful. Let us not look over and think because they have money and cars and boats and all these kind of things, that doesn't mean anything. That doesn't mean they're happy.
Amen.
That doesn't, and it doesn't mean they're sad either. But that doesn't mean that they have Jesus Christ. Praise our God. He said, and they that heard it said, who then can be saved? And he said, the things which are impossible with men are possible with God. See, when you come to be a follower of Jesus Christ, you're going to turn away from the riches of this world. You're going to turn away from all of these things that are in this world. You're going to know for sure that it is the goodness of God that is what leads us to salvation, leads us to repentance. And you'll know that all these things, the material things we have, they can perish. They can go away. But the one thing that you and I must have, and we must know in this present life in which we live, we must know that if we leave this earth today, that eternal life in heaven is where we will lift up our eyes. God bless you is my prayer. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank the Lord. Thank God for his word. You know, following Jesus. We can't follow the things of this world because they tend to death. We're following Jesus. We're following light and life. We thank God for this portion of the message.
Amen.
Amen. Thank God. We know that. And the Lord knows if we're following him or not. That was this. As Sister Jacobs was preaching, I was thinking about it. I was looking at John 10:27. It says, my sheep hear my voice. In this message was the voice of the Lord, the voice of Jesus. Did you hear? Did you hear it? He said, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them. Does he know you? Amen. Amen. My mind goes back to the message that Brother Byron had at the food pantry. Does the Lord know you by name?
Amen.
If you're his, he knows you.
Amen.
He knows you by name.
Yes, he does. Yes, he does.
That scripture goes on and says, well, it says, my sheep hear my voice and I know them and they follow me.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
Amen. So we have to, in order for us to be able to follow him, we have to hear what he's saying.
Amen.
people say, well, I know the Lord, I follow, but no, they don't hear his voice because they don't follow him. That's the proof that we hear. When we follow, when we obey his commandments, when we obey what he says.
Amen.
That's how we know.
Amen.
That's how he knows that we love him.
Amen.
Amen. Shall we stand? It's the expectation. If we're going to be his, we have to hear his voice and follow him. Amen. Bless the Lord. Amen. What shall we sing? Turn in your worship of the Lord to page 355.
Amen.
355 in the worship of the Lord. Following Jesus.
Praise God for his word. Number 355 in the worship of the Lord. Truly.
Praise God for his word, for his praise is divine. Hail the light of his love to this poor heart of mine. I had wandered afar in the byways of sin, when the light of his truth to my heart entered in. Praise God for his grace, which is
afar into sin's darksome night. That's why the word is preached,
mm-hmm.
to bring light to those who sit in darkness. And at one time we sat in darkness, but praise God for his word, that for the hope which it gives. We have a hope now beyond this world.
Amen.
Because of that blessed word of God.
Amen.
We have a hope beyond this world because through the light of the word of God, we could see our sinful condition. And we realized that if we died where we were lost forever.
Amen.
But by the word of God, we saw that there was hope beyond that condition that we were in. Through Jesus, we had a hope that was brighter than the perfect day.
Amen.
Praise our God. The hope which it gives, where before was despair, which is where we were. We were in the miry clay of sin. But through the word, heaven was revealed to us. The word that was preached today, heaven was revealed in the word that was preached. Heaven was revealed in that it told us that in following Jesus, we don't have to stay in sin. It's that in that second chapter of Ephesians, but God.
Amen. Thank God.
We were dead in trespasses and sins, but God, through his word, showed us that there was hope. Amen. So heaven was revealed in that. And our eyes were open. The eyes of our enlightenment were open, where before we couldn't see it. But through God's word, we could see that there's a hope, that salvation is a hope beyond this world, out of that despair that we knew. So for the heaven revealed and the way leading there, that way was Jesus. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. So when we follow Jesus, we're following that way. That way to life eternal. Thank God. Amen.
Amen.
And so when we sit and we hear the word,
young
or old, when we sit and we hear that word, we're being shown the way. We're being told, here is the way, walk ye in it. And you can have life. You don't have to die in despair. And we know that there are old people going into eternity, but it seems like there are even more young people going into eternity. Every day. One, by one means or another.
Amen.
It might be drugs. It might be stealing a Kia and wrecking it and losing your life. It may be getting shot, running with crowds where there's shooting going on. It could be in any manner. Our young people, you're in schools there where people are bringing guns into the schools and shooting, just shooting. Just know that when you come to the house of God and you see saints who are in their 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, and because they're saved, God has prolonged their years.
Amen.
You see people who are in their, as we said, 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, and that may be God's plan for your life. But if you remain in sin, sin may cut that short.
Amen.
And you might say, well, who wants to get old anyway? You know, people have a walker, people in a wheelchair, people talk about this hurting, that hurting. But think of the alternative of dying in your sins and being lost forever without any opportunity to be saved. Because you lost your life when you were young. But you think seriously about this. We talk about meditating on the word. Brother Bywin one Wednesday night talked about meditating on the word. Last week, Brother Maurice talked about meditating on the word of God. You need to think about these things. Think about these things as we sing. This last verse.
Praise God for his word. Not a promise shall fail. Whatsoever may oppose shall its truth will prevail. 'Tis the word of our God. And forever must endure. Earth and heaven.
Blessed book of
blessed book of the ages.
Blessed.
Blessed book. And it says of the ages.
So we cannot say, oh, well, but this is a different time.
Yeah, 21st century.
21st century. Things have changed. Sin is still the same.
Amen.
The devil is still the devil.
Amen.
God's word is the book of the ages. It was true in the early day. It was true on the day of creation, and it will be true when Jesus comes again.
Amen.
When time becomes eternity, God's word is still true.
Amen.
It is the book of all ages. From the beginning of time to the end of time. So mankind can't change it. Say, well, we need to modernize this. No, no. God knew what was coming from the very beginning. He knew the many inventions that man would seek out that would be against his word. Let us not get bound up in those things, but let us hold on to the book of the ages. Praise God. And to the author and finisher of our faith. Amen. Praise our God. Thank God for the message today. I truly got my portion. Amen. Amen. And so many times, and even in today's message, and pastor would refer to something that came out in Sunday school lesson, something that Brother Byron brought out either on Wednesday night or at food pantry, something that might have been brought out on last week of Bible study, something that's been brought out the last 2 weeks or so in morning messages, something that one saint has said to another while they were encouraging one another. So we see that the word of God is here to strengthen us. We're knitted together. It's to keep us knitted together as we stand on that word, as we thank God for the word this day. We thank God that he touched Sister Jenkins to be able to stand and preach the word. Thank God for that. Amen. Is there anyone with a special need? Anyone who wants to be remembered in prayer? I know I remember me in prayer to stand. Amen. I want to, even as that sixth chapter of Ephesians says, I want to withstand in the evil day and having done all to stand. Amen. Praise our God. Shall we look at, yes, Sister Holmes. Amen. Praise our God. Amen. Shall we look to the Lord in prayer? We want to thank him for the word. Dear God, our Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you, dear Father, Lord, for your word. We prayed, dear God, before it went forth, dear God, Lord, that your spirit would have his way, Lord. Lord, that you would touch Sister Jenkins, dear God, allow her to stand and proclaim, dear God, the truth of your word to us. And truly, dear God, you blessed her, dear God. You anointed her, dear Father, from on high. And we thank you, Lord, for the word that was spoken to our hearts this morning. Lord, we just thank you, dear Father, for all that our hearts have heard. And Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would give us the grace, dear Father, to measure to all of your word, dear God. Give us, dear God, the boldness and strength and grace, dear God, to share this word with someone else, Lord, as your spirit leads and directs us, dear God. And help us, Lord, to stand on your word, to obey your word. We thank you, even as Sister Holmes said, Lord, you blessed Sister Jenkins, Lord, to stand and to proclaim it, dear God. And Lord, we thank you, dear God, that our hearts received, dear God, what you gave us. Now, Lord, help us to walk in that light, dear God, as you've shined it on our pathway. Help us, Lord, to be steadfast in your word, dear God, knowing that it is the truth. Knowing, dear God, that it is the truth that delivered our souls, dear God. And Lord, it is the word that will preserve us blameless until the coming of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And so we thank you, Lord, for your word. Lord, you saw our upraised hands, dear God, but truly, Lord, we want to be kept in thee, dear Father. Lord, we don't want to fall by the wayside, dear God. But truly, dear God, we want to, again, walk in all the light of your word, dear Father. Lord, until the day of redemption, dear God. For truly, Lord, we are resolved, dear Father, Lord, to be your people indeed, dear God. Lord, we pray, dear Father, that you would speak, Lord, to the hearts of those, Lord, who heard this message, Lord, whether it be, dear God, in this building or on the phone, dear God, or whether they called in, dear Father. Lord, if there are those who don't know you in the pardon of their sins, Lord, we pray, dear God, that they would think seriously, so seriously, Lord, about their souls, dear God. For, Lord, we know, dear God, that, Lord, today, Lord, your word was spoken, dear God, and the Spirit spoke to their hearts. But, Lord, they may not be so blessed, Lord, if they wait another day. So, Father, we're praying, dear God, that you would speak to the minds and hearts, Lord, of those who know not thee in the pardon of their sins. Lord, this we beg of thee in the name of Jesus. Now, have your way in our lives, dear God. And, again, Lord, we thank you, Lord, for your word. Lord, help us, dear God, to be not hearers only, but doers of your word.
Amen.
And truly, Lord, we will give you the glory and all the praise shall be thine. This we ask in the name of your dear Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. Amen.
Thank the Lord. May be seated. Is there anyone who would like to express himself?
Amen.
Amen. Thank God for his word.
Amen. Amen. Thank God.
Thank God.
Amen.
Thank God. Praise God.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. My soul is satisfied.
Amen.
Praise God. Praise our God. Amen. God bless you. God bless you. Thank God for you. Amen. Amen. Sunday, October 1st, 2023. The meditation was found in Isaiah chapter 55, verses 8 and 9. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. Praise God. Amen. I thank God for his thoughts, because he thought of me.
Amen.
When I was lost and undone, he thought of me.
Amen.
He thought of you.
Amen.
Praise God.
Thank
God for his goodness. Always pray one for another during the week. 1 Samuel 12:23 states, moreover, as for me, God forbid that I should sin against the Lord in ceasing to pray for you, but I will teach you the good and the right way. Intercessory prayer will be rendered every Tuesday at 10:30 a.m. We are praying for lost souls and the souls of the saints, that God will keep them in his care. Philippians 4:6 says, be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. The November turkey giveaway jar is always open to receive funds. The Lord truly blessed again with our fall Bible study, Drawing Closer to God. Brother Lavester Jackson and Brother Maurice Blake, our teacher facilitators, thank you, and we thank God for you and what he gave you to bring to us from the Lord. Lord willing, the fish and chicken fry is coming October 14th. That's a Saturday. That's the second Saturday in October. October 14th, 12 p.m. until 4 p.m. If you are planning to help, please be here at 9 a.m. to help set up for this community outreach.
Also, Sister Blake B., yeah, please wear, make sure we wear a shirt. And also, the turkey giveaway will be Saturday, Lord willing, November the 11th.
All right. Amen. On for the fish and chicken fry, if you have the black T-shirt that says community outreach, please wear that shirt on Saturday, October 14th. And also, and we can begin to, I guess, perhaps maybe after the chicken and fish fry, there'll be a little more space to put the announcement. But the announcement for the date of the turkey giveaway is Saturday, will be Lord's will, Saturday, November the 11th, beginning at, the turkeys will begin to be given away at 9 a.m.
9
a.m. On that Saturday, November the 11th, be at 9 a.m. Choir rehearsal next Sunday following morning service. This coming Wednesday, Lord's will, this Wednesday is the first Wednesday of the month. Please bring a scripture or testimony to share. Wednesday, Bible study will be at 7 p.m. by phone. Remember to turn your phone off around 5:30 p.m. and turn back on at 6:30 p.m. before service. And please mute your phones. Please pray for Brother Byron Johnson and all bringing scriptures. Happy birthday blessings this week, Brother Levester Jackson, on October 3rd. Amen. Which will be on Tuesday, I believe. Tuesday. Our thought for today, don't gamble with eternity. Hell hath no exit doors. The moment we take our last breath, there will be no redos. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Amen. Amen. No redos, no do-overs. My. Amen. Praise our God. We thank God again for service today. Thank God for each one of you here. So glad that God is blessed. Again, is there anyone who would like to express themselves before we dismiss? Infinity. It's gonna have to be good and loud because the air conditioner is on and it's blowing back here, and it's blowing kind of in my ears, in our ears, and so I can't quite hear you. So you need to. Would you stand, please? Stand and talk. Speak a little bit. Speak louder, okay, so that we can hear. She's glad to be here. Amen. And we are glad that you are here too. So glad to see you. Be in the house of God. Amen. 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 Sister Holmes. Yes. Uh-huh. Amen.
Amen.
Yes, we do. We need that word. Amen. Now, remember, Sister Holmes, when you first got your wheelchair, and you said, "I used to walk in," But now I get wheeled in, but I'm still coming. Still coming. Hey, praise the Lord. Praise our God. Amen. Amen. Glad to see our visitor who came in, sir. Good. Glad that you're here. Yes, yes, yes. Would you like to tell us your name? I see. Well, we're glad that you're here. Amen. Well, you know, just know that you're welcome anytime. Amen. Amen. Shall we stand? It will be dismissed. Dear God, our Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you, dear God, once again, Lord, for allowing us to be in the house of God. We thank you, dear God, because, dear Father, when we come, Lord, we come with an expectation to receive a blessing. And truly, Lord, once again, Lord, you have blessed us in your word. Father, we pray, dear God, that you would help us, dear God, as we go forth from this place, Lord, to take your word with us. Help us, Lord, to take the name of Jesus with us. Help us, dear Father, to always be about our Father's business, dear God. Lord, again, we thank you, Lord, for your word. We thank you, Lord, for everyone who is present, dear God, everyone who heard, dear God, even those who were not able to be present, if they were on the phone, dear God, then they heard the same message that we heard, dear God. So, Father, we pray, Lord, that you would help us, dear God, to hide your word in our hearts that we might not sin against thee. We thank you, dear God, for the visitor, dear God, who came in, dear God, at the end, dear Father. Lord, we know, dear God, there's a reason, dear Father. And so, Lord, we thank you, dear God. Father, allow us, dear God, even to greet him, dear Father, even as we dismiss, dear Lord. And Father, we pray, Lord, that you would keep us, Lord, in your care. Help us, dear God, to walk, dear God, in all the light as you shine it on our pathway. Help us, Lord, to ever be obedient, dear God, to those things you have commanded to us, Lord, that we may do all those things that please thee. And truly, Lord, as we go home, Lord, we pray, Lord, that you would give us traveling mercies. Ask, Lord, that you would take us home safely, Lord, and bring us back at the appointed time. Truly, Lord, we'll give you all the glory and praise as we ask in the name of our Redeemer, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.